Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrum, taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me that'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone joining us in the forum tonight. Have another exciting show planned for you this evening. Dr. Yu will be in the house, and we're going to get into some great, great holistic discussions this evening. So peace and blessings to all of you out there. Good to have you in the forum tonight. And I want to welcome you guys as everyone gets themselves settled and we begin to filter in to The Remix. And for those of you who are listening for the very first time, I want to say welcome to you as well. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum for the very first time, I want to welcome you as well. Know that you can just sign up at the very bottom there. Just click the sign up link and come right on in. And once you come right on in and sign up and tell us who you are, you can participate with the chat and the Remix family will make you feel right at home. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so glad today is Friday. I don't know about you guys, but I am excited that the weekend is here. I am so excited that the weekend is here. If you didn't get a chance to hear the shows from last week, I definitely want to encourage you to go back. The show that we did on Sunday was with Esther, and we did Toning Linguistics. Had a lot of fun there, a lot of singing, a lot of love, and a lot of poetry, and you guys did your thing. Everyone had a great time. That's always an amazing share. And then the night before that, which was last Friday night, the show that I did, which was the show about the goddesses of, wow, you know, I'm terrible with names, but let me see if I get the goddesses of creation and also, you know, the magic of the Milky Way. Definitely go back and download. Thank you guys for all of your amazing feedback because it is very helpful, especially in these trying times here, to get that feedback from you that you enjoyed the show. You got great information from it. And thank you guys for supporting the forum. So, it looks like we're kind of getting ourselves situated there. I see you guys in the chat room. It's good to see you guys. It's good to see everyone. Can't wait to hear what's been going on. It's just been a whole lot of stuff going on. Wow, the weather has changed and a lot of releasal is on the planet at this particular time. The energy, people are releasing all kinds of things from themselves. We came out of all of that fiery energy that was with the summer energy. And now that we're into this place where the weather is getting cooler, it is starting to steam out. So you guys may be noticing that going on even with our ulcers around you. So, you know, these are sort of those times that we're in. We will be joined tonight, of course, by Dr. Yu of U360 Holistic Health. And we're going to be covering all kinds of things. We're going to be talking about the shield of the warrior, not just the masculine warrior, but we'll be talking about the feminine warrior as well. Just have some good conversation. It's always good to have Dr. Yu come on and share as well. You guys know the introduction that is being done. The one that everybody loves so much, that introduction is actually done by Dr. Yu as well. So we're going to get ready to kind of move around. I don't know about you guys. I've been moving around all day, kind of been in and out doing all kinds of things. But it's good to kind of move around in a different way. So we're going to play a little bit of music. You know how we do. It's The Remix. First, I want to go ahead and welcome all of our international listeners out there and also give you guys a message from Brother Mark. Brother Mark is working on some exciting things as well, definitely knows his magic, so I'm sure that I'll be able to bring that share to you as well, too, and that's Brother Mark in Japan. So I know some of you have been hitting me up about questions with him, and I did get a chance to speak with him. So some exciting things coming up. Hopefully by Sunday, I'll be able to share that with you as well. Let's see what else is on the horizon. Lots of things going on, just so many things. But I want to thank my international listeners. And I want to thank my international listeners. I know it's always a challenge to get up, and also want to give a big shout out. Always excited to do the sacred sessions and the readings in so many different countries, and have another new place to do a reading from. And it was from a beautiful sister in St. Lucia. So her and her beautiful family over there, just want to give big shout out to them as well, too. So that was kind of cool, very exciting, as well as all of you. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You guys know the number to call if you need to call. That's the number to call. As well as if you want to come on over and participate in chat, which I encourage you. I think you should do it. And even if you want to be a guest, we welcome the seen and the unseen here in the remix. You can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. And come on in. So now we're going to move around a little bit. This will be something we all can jam to. Everybody knows this song. And this sort of has been the theme for the week. And so for every single person that this is the theme for the week, I'm going to take this theme with me. I'm going to continue to carry this theme with me. As well, and hopefully you guys do too. I think it is an amazing song, an amazing share. So everyone, get themselves up out of your chair. That's right, I see you over there. Get up. You can get up for a minute. You've been sitting there all day. You can get up. So go ahead and get yourself up, and we're going to get ready to dance to this as we get ready to welcome Dr. Yu to the forum and get ready to get into the share. So here we go. You guys ready? Are you ready? So here we go. We're going to be jamming to this. And I want you guys to know that no matter what you're out there doing, doesn't matter how you're doing it, I just want to be the first to tell you, if no one has told you that, that it is your, you do what you do, because nobody can tell you who to suck it. And we'll be right back after this.
Man, I could be quite the opposite of following suit. So if I tuck these, they will not be pink. Some'll say follow your heart, man, I think I've been doing my own thing since the JVs. Hot top, Swiss, peace sign, and Paige Lee. Way back since the Mike Devine, the KDs. Cutting my coins for what? To save me? I ain't tested me ever since the 80s.
Some say due to you spreading your love so gracious can leave your downtown area a little too spacious. But they got an exercise for that that helps a woman's eyes go back to firm and brand new. I love to be the ones who explore your grand view. Shine upon your curves and hills till your spine send them chills. That's if you want to get it. If not, trust me, baby girl, I won't sweat it.
Mama's firstborn cook corn, so I guess I'll command as colonel. External broadcast, junior receiver. Internal thoughts is cold. Behold, it's a strong eye vision, I'll interfere your sight. Build blocks on your map and play the pipe. Perched on rooftops, I'm the bird man. Singing that song of freedom. It's four tight,
Joe Frazier and your phrases. Fantasia, Mickey Mouse raps. What's happening? Rerunning 86 like 86. Gazelles and overweight laces and tricks. Traces up fixed. Pose like statues.
Hey, you're doing it, girl.
God bless your hat shoes.
How to
fix your tattoos.
They gotta do yo.
Telling them dames, y'all.
Y'all just fit.
I'm the water that claims y'all. I used to do it all. So I'm not going to refuse to do the ball in the hands of a player. Play on, slayer. Get it slayed. I just want a piece that I can manage like Mr. Kincaid. Men paid for what you swallow from out of the glass. I'm from out of the mask. Eastern side of Long Island.
Solid, wow.
My profile ain't to buy drinks, but try drinks placed in front of me by throwing charm your way.
But
my profile's not to verbally bash you. You ain't trying to come with me, but if you want to have fun with me, with these J-hats, I'll promise I'll interwise. And won't be mad if right after you hop from star to star, let them all up in your enterprise.
All right, everyone. Peace and greetings and welcome to The Remix. Of course, I am your host. And tonight, Dr. Yu will be speaking on the shields of the warrior. We're going to be taking a holistic approach and look at some of those things that are plaguing not just the masculine energy or the masculine men on the planet, but also those things that women we face as well. And, of course, you guys know that Dr. Yu is no stranger to The Remix. Him and his lovely queen, Dr. Sade, have both been on The Remix many times talking about this subject of health, and we will continue that discussion tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue and wait for Dr. Yu to join us here. I'm sure he'll be here in a minute. Once he gets on the line, he can press one for us, and we'll get ready to get into the share. So we'll be right back.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's The Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in The Remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, so here we go. Peace and greetings to you.
Hey, peace, Sister Blue, how's everything?
Everything is wonderful. It's even better now that you're here. Definitely enjoying the energy that's in The Remix tonight, and everyone is waiting for us to get into the share tonight as we begin to talk about some of those things, subjects that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. First, I want to kind of give people a little bit of background about you and your work that you do for those who may be listening for the very first time. I'm talking about those things that you do in the area of holistic health and holistic healing and sort of your approach to that. What are some of the modalities that you use, some of the herbs and the different products and remedies, and the focus that we'll be talking about tonight, which primarily are those things that our communities are being plagued with, and men in particular. We're going to start out to talk about that, herbal medicine, and also some of your upcoming events. We're going to get into all of that. So I'll turn it over to you to sort of kind of let everyone know a little bit more about you.
Okay, well, peace and blessings, Remix family. My name is Yuma Bellamy, and I go by Dr. U. I'm a wellness consultant, a holistic wellness consultant. And what I primarily focus upon is trying to bring positive information to help to heal our communities, help to maintain our health and wellness. And I am part of, or co-founder rather, of U360 Holistic Health and Wellness. And we are currently located in the Washington, D.C. metro area of Maryland. And we also do a lot of work in Baltimore. And we're back and forth. You know, we do traveling. We're here, we're there. You know, we'll be out in Richmond next week. But real active in the community, just trying to get the information out that our people need. To help to heal themselves from the various health ailments that are going around now.
All right. Well, beautiful. Well, let's get ready to get into the share, because I know, like yourself, I am a holistic practitioner as well and deal with this. And this is a lot of these different topics that are coming up. I know you have been taking a more aggressive approach in some of the things that you'll be doing, and which we'll share that with everyone here. So if they wanted to get on some of the calls that you do, some of the weekly calls, and sort of how to contact you and find out about that. But what are some of the things when it comes to men and their health? What are some of the things that you're seeing and that you're coming across?
Oh, wow. Well, what I'm coming across primarily is the prostate issues. You know, I think that's got to be number one as far as what I'm seeing. Now, I can go by the statistics. You know, when the statistics will still have prostate issues be, like, up there. You know, but the number one killer of African-American men is heart disease. You know, heart disease, I'm going to read off the top six. That's something that I felt I needed to address right off the top. You know, so the top six killers of African-American men in the United States. Heart disease is number one. That's all across the board. We got cancer, which is number two. And the top two cancer killers are lung cancer and prostate cancer, in that order. Number three is stroke. Number four is injuries. Number five is homicide. And number six is diabetes. So these are the top health issues. And I certainly, right next to the prostate issues, if not superseding that, I see diabetes as a very, very big issue. And, of course, I see heart problems as a very big issue with the black men in our community.
Yes, yes. And let's talk about what the prostate is. For those that may be listening and may not be real familiar, what is the prostate? What exactly is the function? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the prostate is a gland, and it's located around the anus area. And basically what the prostate is responsible for is the whole reproductive area of the body. You know, it's responsible for helping to make semen or the seminal fluid, and it's responsible for having a proper erection, you know, and it also kind of correlates with the urinary tract in men, you know. So it's a very, very important gland. It's actually also correlated with the brain and the nervous system, you know, so and the hormonal balance in men. Anything dealing with the reproductive systems, whether it's male or female, you know, always correlates with the brain, the nervous system, and the hormonal levels, you know. So very, very important gland in men. And, you know, the more common problems that we see with that is really the enlarged prostate, prostatitis, which is the inflammation of the prostate, and then we have, of course, prostate cancer. You know, those are probably the top three right there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even, and I think this is a good place to sort of kind of talk about this as well, too, because there is a misconception that because this is something that is so dominant with the masculine energy, but this is also something that sisters and women are dealing with as well, too, is prostate cancers. It's not a very high number, but women are getting it as well in that particular area. It functions in that particular area.
Well, you know, women don't have prostates.
Right.
The correlating thing for women would be anything dealing with the womb area, you know. So
yes.
With women, yeah, it's a very, very, very high number as far as, you know, the womb, fibroid tumors and uterine cancers and things of that nature. I mean, the numbers are so ridiculous. It's actually over 65%. And I think last I heard, Sade quoted something around 80% of.
It's higher than that. And I guess what I was talking about.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's higher than that. Not the actual prostate gland, but in that particular area that sits right in between, that is outside the uterus, there is some glands there in that particular space. That actually, if you were to reverse it, it would be where the prostate sits in a male. And so it's outside of the uterus, but right there is a gland that functions in that same space right above and right below the uterus. There, that is in that position, that is actually where on our, that is a breeding ground for women getting cancer as well, too. So this particular area, when it comes to the reproductive area, organs, all of that is a very major problem. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure. You know, and that's something that we really need to get on top of. I think it's past the point where we need to just be conscious, but I think we need to utilize the knowledge that we have. And,
right.
You know, I think that's one of the biggest issues. It's like if I was to ask somebody, you know, what are some healthy things, what are some healthy foods, more than likely,
right.
The first thing that will come to somebody's mind or come out of somebody's mouth is a fruit or a vegetable. So then you ask them, okay, well, how much fruits and vegetables are you eating per day? And then you get this blank look, you know, you get the puzzled response. You know, and then they come out and say, oh, well, I might have one apple, I might have, you know, one salad every so often. You know, and then it's like, well, what's the bulk of what you're eating? And then they come out with, oh, well, you know, I eat pasta, I eat fish, I eat chicken, I eat cornflakes, I eat this, I eat that. Everything but a fruit or vegetable. You know, we have to definitely get back to being more personally responsible for our choices, being more conscious of our choices, rather than just, you know, piling up on information.
I was going to ask you, what are some of the things that you recommend for somebody who's dealing with prostate issues? What are some of those treatment things that you're recommending for them? I know you talked about the diet, but let's talk about some specific things that they can begin to do to target that area when it comes to prostate cancer.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they say prevention is the best cure, you know. So the first thing you want to do is you want to target it from a preventative standpoint. And to do that, you know, it's just what I just mentioned, you know, getting back to eating more of your fruits, eating more of your vegetables. You know, everybody has unhealthy habits. Everybody has unhealthy eating habits or what have you, you know, but when they become the bulk and the majority of what you're doing, you know, that's going to cause a problem down the line. You really be naive to think that that's not going to cause a problem at some point or another. And a lot of times, because men are so reluctant to get checked out or to even discuss a lot of the health issues or conditions that may be going on with their body, even if they don't fully understand it, you know, it allows things like that to progress and become very chronic and, you know, at a stage where it's hard to really deal with or becomes an actual, you know, diagnosed condition before, you know, we decide we need to do something about it. So that's the first thing is really starting to make better choices, you know. But as far as specific fruits and vegetables, One thing that I often recommend for men who have prostate issues, or even as a preventative measure, either way, it can work both ways, is eating a lot of berries. You know, any type of berries, anything in the berry family. You have raspberries, which are excellent, excellent. Raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, you name it. Around this time of year, or a little bit later down the line, rather, when the cranberries come into season and the other berries are not really as much in season, you know, you want to replace that with the cranberries. Pomegranate, you know, things of that nature. These are excellent fruits to help to cleanse the prostate. And what they actually do is they provide a lot of antioxidants. And antioxidants are basically things that help to protect the cells from damage. They help the immune system. They help to protect the cells from damage. And by helping to protect the cells from damage, it helps to prevent abnormal formation of the cells so they don't turn into cancer cells. You know, so that's a very, very important factor. Berries are one of the best fruits, I would say, or fruit groups for that. And I also often recommend figs. You know, figs are also excellent for men that should be coming into season around this time frame. You know, you can get the fresh figs at the supermarket. Just eating a few of those a day, you know, is excellent. It helps to not only support the prostate, but it also helps to increase fertility. You know, dealing with low sperm count and things of that nature. You know, if you're not too sure about the health of your sperm or your reproductive organs, you know, figs are an excellent tool for that as well.
Right. You know, and I guess a good thing is to talk about what are some of the signs that someone may be dealing with this issue.
Well, the most common sign is dealing with urination. You know, either it can be frequent urination, you know, you're going to urinate more often than normal. With some men, it can be difficulty urinating, you know, inability to urinate. It can be blood in the urine, you know, it can also be blood in the semen. You know, there's a lot of different things. Pretty much anything that's dealing with the urine that's abnormal, you know, what we would deem as abnormal. And I think that most men, I would hope so, you know, would know the difference between normal urine and abnormal urine flow. You know, because, you know, I mean, hopefully we go into the bathroom every day, you know, and as we're going to the bathroom, if you notice, okay, wow, I'm going a little bit more frequently and I've had the same amount of fluid as I normally have. You know, I'm going and I'm having trouble urinating. I'm having trouble holding back my urine. You know, little subtle changes like that are things to pay attention to, and you definitely want to take the time to, at the very least, get yourself checked out. Make sure that nothing's wrong. You know, there's nothing wrong with troubleshooting. And what you want to do at this point is to troubleshoot and make sure that nothing is wrong, you know, because that's really what is killing most of our men now who are dealing with these issues, is they're waiting too long, and they're not troubleshooting, and they're waiting too long until it develops into a worse state, you know, where it can become a cancer or it can become a tumor formation, you know. So when you take these things at early stages, it's a lot easier to treat and to actually, you know, cure in some cases these problems. Of course, some from the holistic standpoint, we always say that we can cure anything pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can cure anything, not me. Let me not me. You know, but you can cure anything yourself with the proper information and the proper lifestyle choices and habits, you know. So, but you want to catch it as early as possible, and you want to prevent it primarily. Definitely, you know, it makes everything a lot easier, saves you a lot of headaches, saves you a lot of money, you know. So,
Yes, very good point. Excellent, excellent point. And now I know the gland that I was thinking about for women, because now they're calling it the female prostate, and it's called the S-K-E-N-E gland, the skene gland. And it really carries that same function. And what they're finding in some research that I did at the medical, some medical research, is that women are now getting cancer in this area as well, too. Of course, we know environmental is going to be, like you said, your food, your environment. Women are taking on different tasks now. So this is something that almost unheard of 20 years ago. Like, they would never think of a woman with anything dealing in that area. But that gland, it's a very small gland. It's much, much smaller, of course, than a man, but it has the same function. And it's called the skene, I think, or skene.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the prostate gland for women. So, you know, not that, you know, they're seeing a 10% increase in this. And this is what has really kind of put them on alert. Like, what is this? You know, what is this coming up with women getting this sort of cancer as well, too? So, yes, definitely it is important for us to pay attention to our bodies more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And also to add to the list of symptoms to look out for, I forgot, pain. You know, definitely pains when urinating, burning urine, also pains in the back, hips, and pelvis area. You know, that's something also to look out for. A lot of times men can pass something like that off, especially if you do a lot of physical activity, you know, because pains in the back or pelvis, the hip area, can always be attributed to lifting, can be attributed to strenuous sport activities and things of that nature. But don't ignore those things. You know, always make sure to get yourself checked out.
Yes, so true, so true. So true. Yes, yes, yes. Wow, excellent. So these are some of the things. We talked about some of the food. If you're dealing with this or you think you are, it is something that can actually be cured. It can be controlled, and it actually can be cured through diet. I think diet is definitely one of those things that we can really begin to make changes immediately, instantly, and also through just what we believe in our believing, not belief, because that's something completely different, but what we actually believe. And so the role of what the person plays, what we play in our own healing process is key. And I know that that's something I stress. I know you stress that as well. And this is why when you said, I can't heal you of anything, but you can heal yourself. You really can. That has been tried and proven by many. And so it is definitely not a hopeless situation, but you can. It will take a lot of different modalities to bring them together to get that on track as well. So what are some of the other things that our men are dealing with as well?
Well, again, the heart issues, I would have to say, take prevalence above anything else. The heart issues, especially high blood pressure. And African-American men also have the highest rate of high blood pressure of any ethnic group, of any, you know, we beat out the women in that category as well. You know, and anytime we are dealing with blood pressure and stress on the heart, you know, we're dealing with stress. You know, when a lot of men are definitely very stressed out. And the stress goes both ways. You know, we can't single out the men. But I want to say especially a lot of men are dealing with stress from all angles, you know. And we really need to start to target some of that. You know, another thing that men are dealing with heavily is smoking. You know, and as I mentioned earlier, that lung cancer is the number one cancer killer among African-American men. You know, 25% of African-American men, according to statistics, smoke. And that's not even, I don't feel that's necessarily an accurate number because, you know, some people lie when it comes down to these surveys and research and things like that. Some people, and of course, a good percentage of the population probably has not even responded to something like that. You know, so we have to really, really take things into perspective. So we're looking at least 25% of African-American men. That's a high number.
Very high number.
You know, we have a serious population.
Right. And you can just really just begin to just look around at the people in your own life that you see or the people that you pass, you know, every day. Like you said, you can look at those statistics, especially when it comes to those things of heart problem, because you know me, I'm just going to talk about the other side of it as well. And that is, a lot of it has to do with when we look at sort of the metaphysical side of what these ailments are, because it, that plays an important role as well, too. And when we think about those problems of the heart, it makes sense, in a sense, when we look around and see sort of some of these reflections. The heart, really, when it comes to problems of that, it's really about lack of joy. You know, it's having that lack of joy, you know, really, you know, the beliefs in strain and stress, you know, that we carry around, that we have to work hard or we're just not good enough, don't have joy in our lives, you know, really being in a position where, you know, we don't have any money, poverty, you know, these, all of these things that our brothers are faced with, our sisters we're faced with, and even our children at this particular time. Stress is something that now has no limitations on who gets it. You know, it's a part of this reality, a very strong part. And I truly believe that disease actually starts in the mind. It starts in the mind, you know. Yep, that's an activation point, you know. A lot of these things are within us, but it starts in our mind. And I know I'm not the first one to come up with that, but it starts in the mind. And that's the activation. That's the spark. And so it is about believing. It is about bringing these different modalities together, taking care of those things that we put in our mouth and in our minds and, you know, that come in and out of our body, in and out.
Yes, indeed. I see that truth firsthand on a daily basis. You know, and here in the D.C. metropolitan area, you know, D.C. is just statistic-wise is crazy. You know, for it to be such a small city, and to see the amount of craziness that is going around, for lack of a better term, excuse me, but craziness that's going around here as far as people's health and their states, their mental states and their spiritual states, it's no wonder that the statistics are the way that they are as far as the different diseases and disorders that we're facing, you know, and so...
That's right.
You know, I walk out the door, and sometimes there's brothers as young as 14 years old asking me if I can buy them a cigarette at the local store. You know, it just speaks to the state of where things are. You know, but again, it goes back to the stress and the stressful state that we're in as a people, and the stressful situation that we put ourselves in and that we impose upon others. You know, so
there it is. There it is.
From a family standpoint, first and foremost. From the family standpoint, first and foremost, is where we need to start to target this. Because a lot of things are going on in the home that people keep in the home and they don't really talk about, but they carry it outside with them. You know, if children are going through something with their parents or arguing all the time, or, you know, if... they're in single-parent homes, and they see that their mother or their father is completely stressed out from the work, and sometimes they don't mean to necessarily, but they take it out by yelling at the children, by, you know, maybe punishing them unjustly, by limiting what they can do or limiting their aspirations as far as the support is concerned, you know?
Or even just for the child. Yeah, or even if they're not doing that, by the child always seeing their mother or their father unhappy or sad.
Yes.
Just by seeing them.
Pick up on that energy.
You know, that's right. Just by seeing them, you know. Children are better, in a better place when they see their parents in love, or they see that loving relationship. You know, one of the things, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking, just doing some reflecting, and one of the things that she was saying is that I really believe that children sleep better, they function better, when their parents are really in the art of making love. The night before you make love and you get up the next day, watch how your children respond to you. Just by that energy being in the air, just understanding that there is a sort of that union coming together, you know. So our environment, our sacred space, everything from the earth to the sky is what we should be studying, because all of these things have had impact on us, you know. We're coming into a new season here. And I think that that's important too. Like you said, I think all of those things are very, very important. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We have to take care of the home. We got to take care of our relationships. And a lot
Definite.
Of men are becoming very disconnected, or have become very disconnected in terms of relationships. You know, and in turn, you know, it affects the heart chakra, because when you think of love, you know, you think of the heart. That's one of the first things that's
yeah.
associated with love is the heart. And so when
yeah.
you think of it from that perspective, and you're saying my heart is disconnected from another entity who's supposed to be your partner, you know,
mm-hmm.
then that's going to cause an issue. That's going to cause a problem. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
almost like disconnecting a part of yourself to an extent.
Right.
You know?
And so...
You know?
Yeah, all of these things. And then, you know, we grow up, we become adults, and we carry all of these things from our childhood. And really, these things start from the age of birth until 13 years old. These are some of the beliefs. These are the beliefs we're trying to get over at this time, even in our adult stages, of making it through those different portal points for ourselves and being able to stand into what we truly believe, you know, working towards those things. And why not take that energy and focus it on something positive, like, you know, building better relationships with friends and family, of course, first. And then first, relationship with yourself, because I personally think if we treated ourselves better, then we could treat others other people better.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's the first mode of defense there. You know, as far as the warrior shield, you have to start with
yourself. Oh, yeah.
It's about
yeah.
protecting yourself. And first thing you need to do to protect yourself is to be in tune with yourself and
yeah.
to value yourself. You know, a lot of us, we say that we love ourselves and we say that we value ourselves, but our actions don't depict that.
Right.
You have to
so
really
true.
Take a look at, you know, not only things from a food standpoint, but as far as relationships are concerned,
yeah.
you know, are we engaging in healthy relationships or are we in unhealthy
right.
relationships?
Yeah.
How are we taking time for ourselves?
Right.
How are we treating ourselves as far as our work schedule is concerned? Are we being controlled
mm-hmm.
by someone else and,
right.
you know, the love of someone else's benefit over our own benefit, or, you know,
right.
so all of these things have to come into consideration. And
mm-hmm.
these, you know, when not properly considered and acted upon, you know, they contribute to the vast amount of stress that we face on a daily basis, and it piles and accumulates until
yes.
it's the physical manifestation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's continue our discussion about some of these top issues that are facing some of our warriors, some of our male warriors, as well as some of the women as well. I know we talked about the prostate, we've talked about the heart, and talked about those things. I think high blood pressure, wow.
Yes.
You know, that
yes.
one right there, high blood pressure. I see a lot of it as well in some of the holistic sessions that I do. What do you think is the biggest challenge for people when it comes to dealing with hypertension?
The biggest challenge for people in dealing with hypertension is being able to be in tune with and control their emotions.
Yes.
That's the biggest challenge that I see. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people who are dealing with that, as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's a mind state. That things start in the mind or they start in the spirit, you know. And,
right.
and when you're dealing with a lot of emotional upset, when you're dealing with, you know, financial problems and things of that nature
right.
that we attach ourselves to that's outside of us, you know, but we have
mm-hmm.
a tendency to attach ourselves to these external situations and external forces. And allow that to bring our spirit down, you know, which
yes.
contributes to that stress increase. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges. The dietary aspect, that can be worked with, you know, because
right.
you can always, you know, even if you say, all right, you know that, hopefully we know that meat and dairy products and sugar and processed salt
right.
and all of this extra stuff is horrible for us by now. You know, but there's so many different alternatives that we can utilize out here that really shouldn't be too much of a problem as long as you have an open mind and open spirit to receive it. You know,
right.
As far as even those who are taking medications, there are definitely herbs and foods and a whole bunch of different modalities and ways that you can go about replacing or working with, mm-hmm. depending on what your level is. You know, working with the prescription drugs that you're taking or to replace them, depending on what your level is and where you are in your life. You know, but it's controlling those emotions and being able to logically balance the logic with things. You know, logically think things through from an internal standpoint and not from an external standpoint, if that makes any sense.
Excellent. Oh, yes, it makes perfectly sense because when you're dealing with those things, especially when it comes from high blood pressure, like you said, it has to do with emotions. It's those long-standing problems that you haven't dealt with, all those things you hold on to. If you think of it, I know right now the time that we're in with the planet, we're coming out of some of the hottest times in the history. In most cases, within the last 30, 40 years, it's been hotter than it's ever been. And now we've drastically shifted that energy. And so what's happening now, a lot of people, we got a lot of reports, a lot of people in readings, these explosions are happening. People have held on to all of this resentment, things that they have been upset about, they've been angry about or bothered them, and they never said anything, and now they're exploding. They are simply just exploding all over the place. And so reports from all over the world of people who are just exploding on people, and you find yourself in a very violator, you know, situation that's hard to deal with. And this has to deal with your emotions, but emotions are something that we should have healthy outlets that we can do, whether it's through exercise, conversation, and again, believing and being able to have healthy communication.
Healthy communication is very important, and a lot of us don't know how to communicate effectively and properly.
Right.
We actually did a session here, or I took part in one, rather. And I want to give a shout-out to Queen Alfie of Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags, who does sessions on the regular dealing with just that, healthy relationships and effective communication. And I took part in a session where we actually outlined what effective communication is, what healthy relationships are, how to identify them, and how to troubleshoot problems with effectively communicating with someone. For example, you know, a lot of people, sometimes they hear something and they may not hear what the person intended to say, but they hear what the person says and they interpret it in a type of twisted way, and they fly off the handle before they really process what was said. You know, it's little things like that. We need to work on understanding each other more, or understanding. I like the term understanding. We need to work on understanding each other more, you know, and being able to relate. Because when you're able to relate to someone, that ceases a lot of problems. Because you can put yourself in that other person's shoes or relate to how they're feeling, and then you can know how to act accordingly. You know, but when you are not able to relate, then you don't respect someone's feelings, you don't respect someone's emotions, you know, and then it becomes a selfish act to just kind of fly off the handle, you know, when you're giving out what's called the stress response.
Yeah,
you know,
so true.
You want to stay away from that because that negative energy begets more negative energy. And then you end up in that cycle and you wind up damaging your relationships, and ultimately you wind up damaging yourself, your heart chakra, you know, that whole reason, you know. So we need to start with just simple things like that, being able to listen more efficiently, you know, being able to hear someone out and listen to what they're saying before you respond, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say, well, you should have taken the garbage out last night, you shouldn't respond back. What you mean? I take the garbage out every day. But, you know, sometimes some of the silliest sounding things like that cause some of the huge issues within our families and within our relationships.
It does.
Just because
and then
we
what
don't
happens?
Know how to take things.
right. We don't know how to take things. We don't know how to speak to each other. And I understand about being wounded. You know, when a person is wounded, you know, my daddy would always say, you really want to know what a person thinks about you, piss them off.
Yeah.
They'll tell you. They'll tell you. Oh, make them mad. And you're going to hear things. You're going to be like, I didn't remember that. How you remember all those details about it? And it really shows you how deep a person holds on to these different things. And, you know, no one is really above it. But, you know, the hope is that you can be able to see past it, because it's not a place of harmony. I think sometimes the expectation that our society, that we put on ourselves, that has been placed on us to be in this place of balance, is really what throws us out of balance. Because sometimes there are certain things that are simply just more important than other things, really. It really is. And that's a hard pill to swallow when you're trying to do things, when you're balancing them out with your family, when you're balancing them out with yourself and others. But there are times that you do need to give your focus and your attention to one particular thing. And it is going to make those other kind of tough to deal with. It is, you know, but are we just looking for that one moment, or are we trying to build a solid foundation, you know, is the question, you know, that sometimes you have to ask yourself, what is it that you're, you know, trying to accomplish in this moment? And that sort of kind of gives you sort of that listening ear to be able to hear what the other person says. And then another big problem is about, I see this a lot that I work with in sessions, is that we don't know how to forgive. And love, learning how to love is just as important as learning how to forgive.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And
that's the biggest killer. That's the biggest killer. People who cannot forgive, they cannot. Yeah.
And on the subject of relationships, you know, correlated, that's one of the reasons why men cheat so much. You know, the infidelity issue that we always hear about. You know, and women,
right.
It's the same thing. You know,
yes.
It goes both
yes.
ways. We can't single
it
anybody
sure
out. It goes both ways. And not being able to forgive things that have happened in the past, sometimes not being able to separate people, you know.
Yes.
Somebody else might have done something to you in the past, and you're taking it out on the current person who didn't do anything to
right.
you.
Right.
You know, so we have to definitely be able to do that. And it's a rough process. That's something that's easier said than done. But
it sure
ultimately
is.
It is up to you. You know, it's up to
yes.
you. You can go to people who are spiritual and mental or psychological advisors to help
right.
you.
Right,
but,
but we can't do the work.
We can't do the work, you know.
That's right.
The healing
mm-hmm.
work is up to you, and you have to be willing to want to be healed. You know, nothing can
yes.
be against
yes.
your will.
Nothing can be against your will. And that's what I love about holistic healing, is because it does bring the person who needs the healing, and it gives them the control. It gives them the control, so you don't feel like you're sort of just being toyed around, as Western medicine sometimes does for people. You know, you get to be in control of that, and so you get to take a personal interest, and why not? It's your body. You know, it's you. It belongs to you. So that is the beautiful thing. I know a lot of people have questions. They're asking, can they ask questions? How do you feel about taking some questions right now, Dr. Yu?
Sure. Bring them on, you know. That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. Bring them on. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you have a question. This is certainly the time to get it in. Dr. Yu is here standing by to answer your question. So you guys have a question. If you're on the phone line, I need you to press 1 so we know you're on the phone line. If you want to Skype in, you can. If you're an international caller and you want to Skype in, you can certainly do that as well. If you have some questions, I would prefer for you guys to call in to do the questions if you can. If you cannot, you can, I don't want to put it out there, but you can put it in the chat room. We'll try to get those questions and address those questions as well, I do want to talk about something while everyone is sort of kind of getting their questions together. I want to talk about alcohol and drugs in our community and sort of some of the things for this healing as well.
Yes, that is a heavy, heavy topic. And
yes.
especially in the urban inner city areas, you know, which are considered the ghettos, for lack of a better term, or the slums or what have you,
right.
hood, whatever you want to mm-hmm. call it, you know, because this is where a lot of the stress levels are the highest, especially
right.
in terms of the poverty issue, you know. And,
right. right.
And just, I mean, our people, I hate to say it, but our people are just in a messed up situation, period. You know, we have it the worst mm-hmm. out of any ethnic group here because of historical, you know, historical events that have happened that have really kind of set us back, set us behind. And, you know, a lot of people want to dismiss that aspect of it, but we can't. We can't because,
yeah,
you know, to dismiss that is to dismiss who you are, is to dismiss the present
right.
and what made it the way that it is. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, everything that is presently occurring is the result of something that has occurred in the past. You know, so
That's
we
true.
Have to address
That's
that
true.
Issue. We have to address the racism, which is still very prevalent. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
seeing this
very.
Firsthand. For anybody who keeps up with politics, we see this racism issue firsthand on
mm-hmm.
on almost an everyday basis, you know, with our president
right.
or the United States president, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a very good point that you said. I don't think these are issues that will ever go away. I think they've been here. I think they continue to stay here. And this is why it's important for us to make those choices about how we can make ourselves first aware, like you said, that they exist. And then also those things that we can do so that we can recognize how the impact is going to have on us, because we are sort of a collective group, but we all have some unique individual things that impact us in a different way. And this is why some people turn to alcoholism, some people turn to sex addictions, some people turn to Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, some people turn to abuse. You know, we turn to all different vices, all different vices that we have to begin to deal with these things, like you said, that is plaguing us. Alcoholism is a very tough one. Anytime, and we're talking about those who are addicted to it. You know, it really runs in the category I would put it in with addictions. You know, and anytime you have an addiction, you are running from yourself. It is fear that is the driving force behind it, you know, and really about not learning how to love yourself. So if you have an addiction to anything, that's what it is, you know?
Yes, indeed. You know, and that's the first step is learning how to love yourself. Sometimes in order to learn how to love yourself, you have to separate yourself from other things that are causing you or contributing to you having a view
yeah.
of yourself where you feel like you are not worthy of love. You know, so
mm-hmm.
if you are in, let's say, a relationship, you know, since we're talking a
mm-hmm.
lot about relationships, where
right.
this person who is supposed to be loving you is making you feel like you're not worthy of love or
right.
contributing to you feeling that way, not making you feel that way, but contributing to it. You may
right.
want to distance yourself from that person or that relationship, even if it's for a little while, just to do some reevaluation.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, if it's
a
work situation, you may want to distance yourself from that. If it's, you know, just what you remember about your childhood or whatever, because like you said, you know, a lot of things are carried from childhood. So
yes.
you may want to try to, you know, kind of distance yourself from that for a while, just to get reattuned to yourself, do more things that you love, that are healthy things that you love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Going to the park or getting back into, you know, nature, getting yourself active into some different activities, community work, whatever it may be at the particular
right.
time, you know, that'll help
right.
to bring you into a better place. You know, where you,
right.
when you do go back and you can address those things, you do so with a clear mind and a clear heart and a clear spirit.
Right.
And that's
true.
Very,
that's
very
true.
Important. The AccuDetox protocol, and I think we had spoken about that maybe once or twice before when
mm-hmm.
I was on the show. And, of course, a big shout to Dr. Kokai Patterson.
Yes. Who was a guest? Yes. Mm-hmm.
But AccuDetox, which is a form of acupuncture, that's specifically done on 5 points on the ear. It's very, very good, and I've seen this firsthand as well as heard many testimonials as far as its effectiveness in helping to open up those different channels, because a lot of times when we do have issues that have, that we've been carrying with us so long, it shuts down certain energy channels in the body. You know, the acupuncture helps to stimulate certain meridian points, which help to open up those energy channels on a physical level. For those who relate more to the physical level, it helps to open up the blood vessels and the circulation to whatever correlating areas, because each point correlates with different organs, the different areas of the body. You know, so as those points are stimulated by the acupuncture needles, you know, those channels start to open up, and it allows things to flow through more freely, and it allows, you know, a lot of things just really to be more clarified. You know, it allows you to deal with a lot of past issues, a lot of things, you know, a lot of past emotions that you've been holding on to. From a better standpoint, it relaxes you at the same time, you know, so you're in a more relaxed state as you were dealing with this rather than an agitated and hyped-up state where we can't think clearly, where we can't really, or at least it's more difficult to really address things properly the way that they need to be done. So that's a great, great modality of healing support is the AccuDetox protocol, and there's different practitioners across the country. I especially know, of course, here in the D.C. and Maryland and Virginia area, a slew of practitioners out this way. We also have connections in Atlanta and Houston, Texas, and you know a variety of other different places. You can also check out the NADA, which is N-A-D-A. That's the National Acupuncture Detox Association, and they have a website. I forget if it's NADA.org or I believe that maybe it's NADA.org or NADA.com, N-A-D-A. But you can check them out, and I believe they have a directory of different practitioners across the country if that's a concern of yours. We also have a product. And there's different foods, there's foods and herbs and things like that that can contribute to the process as well. You know, and in holistic medicine, everything goes hand in hand. You know, so you can't just do one thing without the other because it's going to hinder the progression. You know, and with your food being the backbone of your day-to-day routine, you know, of your health and wellness, it's very important to support whatever you're doing with the right types of foods and stay away from foods that are going to counter what you're trying to achieve. You know, so if your goal is to open up channels, you know, open up your communication, you don't want foods that are going to clog your system.
Right.
You know, and I hope that makes sense to everyone. You know, you don't want foods that's going to clog you up, you know, so you want to stay away from a lot of the heavy meats, the dairy products, the refined sugars, the refined salt, bleach flour products, the biscuits, bread, all of these things like that that contribute to clogging yourself up and make it more difficult for the other modalities to work the way that they should, you know. And it, just, it actually has a chemical, a physical chemical impact on the brain and the way that your brain processes things and the way that you think. You know, and ultimately your emotions, which are controlled by the brain also. You know, so it's very, very important to do that. You know, you want to get more into those foods which you know are better for you.
Right. And it is so true, because when it comes to dealing with those things, you know, about, like you said, the foods that clog you up, just looking at the body, the bones, and the skeletal system, it correlates with how well-grounded you are. So when you find yourself out of balance and you're not grounded, you will typically find that you are backed up. You know, your colon is backed up. You are stopped up, you know. You'll have those aches and pains in your bodies to be able to feel that and know that you feel like you're being stifled, that you can't move forward. You just can't seem to be grounded. And those, your bodies will tell you, once you're able to start to get out of your mind and begin to listen to your body, you will be able to feel and know when different things are off, particularly when it comes to those things, like you said, because everything is connected, you know, especially looking from a holistic point of view. 646652, everyone in the chat room said, no more Wendy's, McDonald's, Taco Bell. Ooh.
Yeah, please, let's do away with those places, you know.
They are too funny. So now let's talk about some other issues. I wanted to move on. We have a lot of things to cover here that we're going to continue to talk about, but also talk about those things as far as
I wanted to make one more recommendation before we move on as far as stress is concerned. I didn't really get into specific foods, but that's something that, you know, if you're interested in that, you can definitely give me a shout through my phone. My phone is area code 202-413-4581 or email at u360@yahoo.com. U360 is spelled Y-E-W, the numbers 360@yahoo.com. But we have a product that is excellent. It's called the U360 Yumiqua. U-M-I, separate word, K-W-A, U-360 Yumiqua. And that is an herbal tincture. It's alcohol-free, you know, so if anybody is dealing with any alcohol issues or liver issues, you don't have to worry about that aspect of it. But it's an alcohol-free tincture. And the herbs actually have a threefold effect. Number one, they help to calm down the nervous system. Number two, they help to reduce stress. And number three, they help to support the adrenal glands so your body can actually have a better adaptation or resistance to stress. This is excellent. I've seen this work in cases where people have been dealing with family members who have passed away and all types of situations where they have extreme anxiety and extreme panic. Yeah. Trouble sleeping, you know, all types of things like that. And, of course, drug and alcohol withdrawal, cigarette withdrawal, anything of that nature. It's an excellent product. I would highly, highly recommend that. If you are on any type of medication, prescription drugs, please check either with myself or with your health care provider, you know, to make sure that it is safe to take with whatever you are taking, and that goes with any type of herbal medicine. Please make sure that you double-check that. We don't want anybody having any type of adverse reactions from anything. But if you are not taking prescription drugs, it's an excellent, excellent product to take, and I would highly recommend that, you know, especially more for adults, not really for children, but more for adults. It's an excellent product for those dealing with any type of stress and poor adrenal gland function, which adrenal glands rule the stress response.
Yes, yes, excellent. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone if you have a question. Question coming in, it looks like, from area code 585. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 585? Okay, I guess that maybe they're just listening there. But here's a question that is coming from the chat form. And the question is, can you talk about and explain spirulina and chlorophyll?
Okay, spirulina and chlorophyll. Well, chlorophyll is the pigment that makes any plant, any green plant, green. It's similar to melanin inside of our body. Very similar.
Right.
And it's pretty much like the counterpart. It's why green plants and green plant foods are so important to our physical health because it actually has a structure that mirrors melanin. you know, and so therefore it enriches the melanin content of our body. It's very essential to help to keep our bodies cleansed and refreshed. It's excellent for the lungs and for the breathing passages, anything of that nature there, because the chlorophyll is also, it's basically like a cleanser, but it also is a builder for our body. It's a strengthener.
For our body,
so, spirulina is a type of an algae. It's technically classified as a blue-green algae, which for, in layman's terms, is a seaweed. You know, and it's very rich in chlorophyll, you know, so therefore it's very beneficial in that aspect. It helps to build up the red blood cells, strengthens the immune system. It's also very rich in a lot of different minerals and trace minerals. Anything coming from the waters, the seas, or the oceans, you know, a lot of the seaweeds and plant life in particular are very rich in trace minerals that a lot of times we are lacking through our regular nutritional intake, through the foods that we have available on the land due to the different farming practices and, you know, sometimes location and soil depletion of various sorts. So it's a very good addition, you know, which I would consider that as a food supplement. A very good food supplement to add into your nutritional intake, you know, because it helps with a variety of different things. You know, I've seen it used from conditions as simple as anemia, you know, to conditions as strong as cancer and HIV.
You know? Very useful.
Yes.
Very beneficial. Yes. Excellent. We're going to go to the phone lines. I believe we do have a caller this time calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Mr. Anderson.
Oh, hey, Mr. Anderson.
How are you?
I'm great, brother. I'm great. I want to say honest to Miss Blue. Honest to the guest of the show. I'm enjoying your conversation. I just want to segue on your discussion about the, you know, the spirulina, the chlorophyll, the algae. Ms. Blue, I'll let you give them a little background on me.
Oh, yes. This is Mr. Anderson. He is the official gardener for the remix. I think Dr. Yu knows that. And he does grow, you grow. That's the I grow, you grow. So definitely this brother is, we call him, he is the Jolly Green Giant. You know, he's the real Jolly Green Giant.
Yes, Mr. Anderson, I caught the tail end of the show when you were on. Please do me a favor and email me your information. I'm at yew360@yahoo.com. If you get the chance, please do that. Definitely appreciate it.
Okay, let me make a note of that right quick. It's let's see, yew360.
Yes. @yahoo.com.
Okay,
yes.
Most definitely. And my question to you was, you spoke about the blood pressure and you spoke about the urine. I know that lima beans help control blood pressure and that parsley will help clear out the urinary tract infections, but as far as, like, prostate cancer, why is it that the status quo is to check for prostate cancer at the age of 40? Is that your body is built to take abuse for 40 years? Or what's the deal on the 40, checking the prostate at 40?
Well, I mean, you got to realize what type of system we're dealing with, you know? The type of system... And what I'm referring to, of course, is the medical system, the standard allopathic Western medical system. And the type of system that we're dealing with says, let's address the problem when it gets there. And so because most men develop prostate cancer in their 40s or afterwards, that's when they really push the prostate checks. They don't really push the preventative aspect of things. You know, and so in holistic medicine, we deal with prevention first. You know, so
right.
If you are 25, if you are 30 years old, you know, I would advocate you to get prostate checks regularly. You know, just make it a regular habit. You don't want to wait until you get necessarily 40, because people are developing these issues younger and younger due to their lifestyle habits, and especially if you notice that you have one of those abnormalities that we discussed before. That's very important. But, you know, even if not, you know, you can still get your prostate checked, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But just keep in mind, you know, we're dealing with the system that's telling us we only going to address the problem when we see that there's a problem there. If we don't see there's a problem there, never mind if it's taken 20 years to develop, or if it's a potential problem when you're 25, you're going to wait until you get 40 to address it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard a testimonial from somebody who I used to work with who told me she had a tumor in her thyroid, and she went to go see a doctor for it, and the doctor told her that the tumor was small. He had to wait until she got bigger before he could do anything.
Wow.
Yeah, because they are reactive, not proactive, and that's the number one reason why it continues that way. When we get to looking at how our medical system addresses things, is because of that.
One more question.
Is because.
One more question. If I might, since we're dealing with that genre or whatever, hemorrhoid, is it any kind of thing that you can do to prevent them, or if you already dealing with them, something you can take to try to get it, you know, under control?
Yeah, absolutely. Hemorrhoids is a thing that's caused by the bowels being too hard, you know, the bowel movement, fecal matter rather. You know, and when it's too hard, you know, that can be caused through a lack of water. That can be caused through a lack of fiber. Those are probably two of the main things. Or a lack of probiotics, which is the intestinal flora,
yeah.
The healthy intestinal bacteria. You know, so it's something in that arena there that usually causes the hemorrhoid problem. And because of that, you know, the stool gets very hard, and it irritates the lining of the colon as it's coming out, and it causes that type of irritation there. You know, so what you want to do first is to address the root cause of the problem, which is you want to make sure that your digestive system is functioning properly. You want to make sure you're getting enough fiber, make sure you get enough water on a daily basis, and try to work on the health of your intestinal flora. The second thing mm-hmm. is there are different herbs, and in particular, one product that I carry is called the Sundial Coromantee Bitters, which can be used mm-hmm. both internally and topically. It's a natural colon and intestinal cleanser / stool softener, if you want to call it that. You know, and it also can be used externally to rub on there to help to you know, heal the irritations that are used. You can use any type of astringent herbs, such as white oak bark or slippery elm. You know, the two of those really come to mind and go well together, white oak bark and slippery elm, and apply that topically, you know, as almost like a lotion type of a thing, you know, and, you know, use that to rub on it on a daily basis, and it can help to heal and to, you know.
Well, I know my father had a problem. He had a big problem with the hemorrhoids, and he had to get them removed and all of that. But just like I'm coming up on 40, so I'm trying to be proactive. And also I've been doing like a 40-day eat what you grow thing, and probably one of my most abundant crops is okra. And, man, I've been eating so much okra.
I don't have no problem with that.
Nah, man. I mean, you talking smooth as butter.
Yeah.
So okra, yeah, that okra, man, that okra been doing me wonders. on that end of things. But you know, I know how Miss Blue Show is very helpful, and if I can ask some questions that's gonna help, you know, the topic or whatever. So I don't want people to think Mr. Anderson got hemorrhoids.
No, we appreciate the contribution, brother. You know, and
definitely the Oprah and
a lot of those, you know, the foods that are in that type of category, foods and herbs. You know, like the slimy, we would call those the slimy or mucilaginous herbs or foods. You know, those things are very, very beneficial as a preventative measure. And as I mentioned, the slippery elm, which can be used topically, it can also be taken internally the same way. Just like you eat in the okra, you know, the slippery elm will have, like, a similar action like that as well. But that okra is excellent, though. We know about that there. You know.
Right on, right on. Now, Ms. Blue, I don't know. I don't want to take up too much time, but, brother, do you have any experience with drying the okra up and grinding it up into a powder? I heard that people have made, like, an okra powder and used it for several different aspects, and I've been experimenting with it, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, I haven't done it myself, but I know of that use. And that's that's something that goes all the way back to Africa. You know, they to this day, people from Africa, sometimes they even import it here because it's not commonly done here like it is over there. You know, but it's imported sometimes and used for a lot of different purposes, especially dealing with the mucus lining, you know, the mucus and the lungs, you know, getting a lot of mucus out of the lungs and the respiratory passages.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Ms. Blue. It's an honor and a pleasure to be in your audience. And
always good to have you. Always good to have you here, everyone. That's Mr. Anderson of I Grow and the letter U Grow .biz, and you guys know him. That is from our official gardener from the Remix, and that brother has a lot of amazing information as well. Here's another question that's coming in from the forum. Now, I know the question has to do with supplements when it comes to the prostate as well, too. And I know that complex B, C, and E that I'm familiar with. What about the question that comes in is, what about vitamin D for the prostate? What do you recommend for that?
Oh, yeah. Vitamin D is very important for the prostate also. And again, when we are a people who have a history and a biological makeup that's accustomed to being outdoors on a regular basis, getting sunlight, because sunlight is our main source of vitamin D. Vitamin D doesn't really come through foods as much. You can still get vitamin D through some foods, but the best way to get it is through the sunlight hitting your skin. You know, and so when we are indoors most of the time, that's when, you know, the statistics point to over 90% of people in the United States being vitamin D deficient due to this indoor sedentary lifestyle that a lot of us have adopted, you know. So when we get back to being outdoors more, you know, we don't really have to worry so much about the vitamin D supplements. A lot of vitamin D supplements really don't supply the amount of vitamin D that you would really need anyway. You know, so I don't often recommend vitamin D supplements. One of the best food sources of vitamin D is actually mushrooms. And this is something that I don't really see a lot of people putting out there, but mushrooms is one of the best food sources of vitamin D. And
Mr. Anderson talks about that. He does talk about that a lot, the mushrooms. In fact, he tried to get us all into the mushrooms.
Yes, indeed. You know, a lot of people think mushrooms are disgusting or something, you know, but it's actually a very excellent food. And even in terms of stress, you know, as we were addressing that before, mushrooms are an excellent stress-fighting food as well. You know, there's a lot of different nutrients that are contained in mushrooms that are very beneficial to us. And a lot of us don't really eat mushrooms on a regular basis. You know, so that can be one thing that, you know, for prostate health, for stress, you know, and adrenal gland health, you know, and stress response, you know, adding more mushrooms to your nutritional intake can be very beneficial.
Right. Well, here's a question, and I want to know this question because it comes in. Someone sent this question in, and I really want to know your thoughts about it. It is an adult question, so any of you who have your children listening, you may want to have them close their ears. But it has to do with prostate, and it also has to do with self-love. Let's just put it kindly and say it like that. I know there is some debate on what I could research about prostate cancer, how it's related to sexual energy and yeah. sexual intercourse and that relationship of sex. Some are for it, both in the holistic environment and in the medical field. They say the more that you have, the more sexually active you have, the better if you're dealing with those things of prostate issues or even if you have prostate cancer. Others say that that is not the good thing to do. You should not do that. Well, here's a question that someone wrote, and he said, "Hi, I was recently diagnosed with possible prostate cancer. My doctor recommended immediately that I started to masturbate more so that I could avoid the liquid buildup of the semen fluid in the glands. And I must admit, I was skeptical at first, but I found this method to actually work for me. The swelling went down, and I'm able to lead more of a normal life." What do you have to say to that?
Well, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, it's working for him, and actually, you know, that is very beneficial, but it depends also on
right.
the frequency of your sexual activity. You know,
yeah.
so if you don't want to overexhaust anything, everything has to have a balance, you know. So
mm-hmm.
if it's working
Agreed.
For you,
yeah.
you know, and, you and you've had that backed up because you haven't had any activity in a while, you know, then I'd say,
right.
yeah, you know, but always be mindful of how much, you know, and
yeah.
the energy levels will tell you a lot also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a certain level of nutrients that get depleted with ejaculation also. So you also, again, want to support it with the proper foods and, you know, just kind of moderate how much you're doing it. You know, you don't want
right.
to get into the habit of doing it every day, twice a day, or three times a day. That may not be good for you, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's really
okay.
what I would have
I
to
just...
say to that. There's no particular recommended amount that I would really give out because it really depends on the person.
Yeah, it depends on the person, but just whether or not that would help, because that is one of those things. And I just kind of wanted to get your perspective as a male, because I certainly do. anyway, you know what I'm saying. Okay, so there we go. I'm not trying to do that. So we're going to go on to the next caller. I'm not trying to exercise my prostate like that. We're going to go on to the next caller, calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917? You're live in the remix. Okay. So... 917?
Hello?
Yes, hey. Greetings.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was listening in. I was just listening
Oh,
in.
Okay. Okay, so no questions tonight, Troy?
No, I came in kind of late. Now, you know, I'm listening in. I have Dr. Yu's email, and I'd like for him to... I didn't write down that herbal thing he was talking about. That came in like right about the time he was speaking about that.
Yeah,
herbal.
Well, you can. Yeah, you can go back, and you know the shows will be available for download as well too.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you can get it. But thanks for listening. All right, well, we're going to continue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question, please make sure you press 1 when you get on the line if you have a question. As we continue this discussion here with Dr. Yu of U360 Health, Holistic Health, as well as Dr. Sharday, his lovely queen. So we're going to continue our conversation. I think we were about to move into the eyes and talk about that and some of the problems that is plaguing both men and women when it comes to that issue of glaucoma and really dealing with that.
Yes. Glaucoma is practically high blood pressure of the eyes. I think that's a good way to look at it, because when you look at it from that perspective, it's easier to understand it. There's too much pressure buildup in the eyes, and it's usually due to some type of a blockage with the heart or the circulatory system, you know, and it can either cause that or it can slow circulation, et cetera. So in order to deal with that, you know, you have to treat it practically like high blood pressure. There's a lot of different foods, you know, that counter high blood pressure. A lot of those same foods, you know, the parsley, the berries, the, you know, the different fruits, et cetera, are excellent for that particular condition as well, especially the berries again, you know, and particularly the dark berries, things that are dark-colored foods, your dark-colored berries, your dark-colored vegetables, you know, those are the things that you really, really want to get more into. As far as herbs are concerned, there are herbs that you can use both internally, you know, which I usually recommend internally as a tea or a tincture. Eyebright comes to mind first. There's an herb that's called Eyebright, E-Y-E-B-R-I-G-H-T, you know, which has been used for I don't know how long, you know, as a corrective aid for any type of eye problems. Eyebright, another one is yellow chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum is spelled C-H-R-Y-S-A-N-T-H-E-M-U-M, yellow chrysanthemum, the flowers. And those are excellent as well. You know, they help to open up the heart chakra, help to open up the circulation, and they can, both of those herbs can be used both internally and externally. Meaning that it can be used, the tea can be used as an eye wash. So for those of you who have access to an eye cup, you can use the unsweetened tea and put it in an eye cup and actually put the eye cup over the eye and use it as an eye wash. Blink a couple times and things like that. It helps to reduce the pressure. Another good herb for that is bilberry leaf. Bilberry, B-I-L-B-E-R-R-Y, bilberry leaf. So those three herbs are like my main go-to ones when it comes down to glaucoma, both internally and, you know, the first two externally as well. But I'm sure the bilberry can be external as well. And just doing things in general to work on the circulation, you know, whether it be increasing spices. Spices are excellent for your circulation. Particularly cayenne pepper and garlic and ginger and all of those good things like that, you know. So increasing the amount of spices that you're having on your foods, you can add some of those things to your tea as well. I wouldn't recommend putting it in your eye per se, you know, but if you're taking it internally, adding a little small dash of cayenne to your tea or garlic or ginger or whatever it may be at that particular time frame to help increase the circulation helps drastically as well.
All right. Okay. All right. Excellent. Yes. We're going to continue, you guys, 646-652-2711. You're having questions. You're paying me your questions, but you're free to call in. We're going to go to the next caller, I believe calling in from a private number. You are okay, yeah, they're being real special. They're being real special. Too funny. But I know they had a question about, you know, what to do with irritable bowel syndrome. That is what their question was. They had a question about irritable bowel syndrome. And what are some of the recommendations that you would recommend for those that are dealing with that particular situation, that troll, you know, sort of their bowels?
Sometimes that can actually be corrected with probiotics, you know, taking not just your regular run-of-the-mill probiotics, but you need a very good probiotic supplement, you know, to help along with that. That's really, really one of the root causes is your intestinal flora is too low and your foods are not digesting properly, you know. So irritable bowel syndrome, you can take one supplement that I used to really carry it on a regular basis, and I sometimes carry it now. It's called iFlora, the letter I flora, one word. And they make an excellent multi-probiotic supplement, which means that it contains more than one strain of the intestinal bacteria. So there's different strains. You know, you have your Acidophilus, which many people are familiar with, is one of the main bacteria strains that are in yogurt. You have your Bifidus and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So they have about 16 different strains in there, you know, and there are literally hundreds of different strains that live inside the human body and in the intestinal tract, you know.
Right.
So on the lower spectrum of things, 16 is the least you can do, you know. Or Megaflora also makes a good one. They have about 14 different strains. And it's somewhere in the range of about 20 billion cells per serving. Same thing with the iFlora is about the same. It's about 20.
Right.
The last time I checked, I think there was about 32 billion cells per serving they had. You know, so either one of those are usually my main go-to probiotic supplements that I recommend for most chronic issues. Like irritable bowel syndrome, but there's some that's even stronger than that, you know. So it just depends on how severe the condition is and how severely you're depleted. But you can always take more if you need more, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, I think that definitely the caller was not able to really kind of pull themselves together, but I think that took care of their question there. So definitely thank you for that. We are speaking with Dr. Yu live here in the Remix, and Dr. Yu can be reached at U360 at yahoo.com. And this is definitely going to be able to answer those questions that you guys may have, any of those questions that you have, holistic questions that you have. Let's talk a little bit about some of the online workshops that you've been holding lately.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a series of teleconferences basically to expand the reach of getting this information out here to the people who need it. You know, because we hold a lot of different workshops and seminars, and, you know, participate in a lot of different events, whether it be dealing with health directly or whether it be dealing with health indirectly, such as the Natural Hair Care Expos, you know, in Baltimore. We've done the World Natural Health and Beauty Show down in Atlanta, you know, but we do a lot of stuff locally. But what I find is that there's a lot of people when we go out of town or through our connections online, you know, they're like, wow, there's nothing like this going down over here in, you know, blah, 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 Colorado. So, you know, how can I get access to this information? And they may not have the funds to, say, do a full-out consultation, you know, but they can get a start, you know. With something that's low cost, you know, the teleconferences, we keep them at $10 a piece, you know, to make it affordable. Where you can get at least enough information to get yourself started on the process to recovering from a condition or preventing it, you know, or, you know, taking the proper steps to be more proactive, as we mentioned earlier, you know, to be more proactive. And so I've had people really enjoy the teleconferences, you know, and the information that was given, and attest to how well it's benefited them with a lot of things that, you know, some of us would consider common information that some people don't know. And then, of course, you know, it's an interactive thing. It's something similar to, like, say, this show, but more specified towards a particular condition, you know. So we've held about... not sure how many we've held all together, you know, but the last few that we've held have been on blood pressure, you know, hypertension. I've held one on vaginal and womb health, which Dr. Sade really took the reins on that one, you know. Peace to Brother Tyrone Terry out of Houston, Texas, who helped to set that one up, you know, and he's going to be working with me on a few other things as well in the near future. But, you know, Dr. Sade, it wouldn't have been right without having a woman on the call for vaginal and womb health.
Of course. I am a firm believer on that.
Yes, peace to Dr. Sade. And speaking of, I have to give a very special shout out to her because our anniversary is coming up on Monday.
Yes,
our anniversary.
Yes, much love, Dr. Sade. To both of you guys, That is just beautiful. Beautiful to see black love. Beautiful black love.
Yeah, we're keeping it going. You know, we have our challenges as well, but we keep it moving, and we're work in progress every day, you know?
Yes, yes.
Every day,
so
every
true.
Day.
So true, so true. Yes, I want to give out that number again. Go ahead.
Oh, sure, yeah. We've also been, we've done a teleconference. Our most recent one was on Men's Health, actually. You know, which I just did this past Tuesday. And our next one coming up is going to be on August 30th, which is going to be on autoimmune disease. That's a very, very crucial one for me.
Yeah.
Because,
you know what? I got to ask you, I want to talk to you about that, but go ahead and give that information out, and I'm going to put it in the chat room and give it out again as well.
Yes, yes. The autoimmune disease. Which, in case you're not familiar with what autoimmune disease is per se, it is a classification of different disorders, which includes lupus, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, et cetera, where the immune system is considered to attack the healthy cells of the body, which causes pain and inflammation, which sometimes goes unexplained. So for anybody who is dealing with anything like that or any of those conditions, this is definitely something that you want to get on because this is something that the regular medical establishment really doesn't have a good answer for. And the holistic approach has really been taking some good strides as far as treatments and results, you know, and I've personally seen some results on that, you know, dealing with a few different clients, with myself and with Dr. Sade, you know.
Right,
and, So this is very, very a crucial one for me because this is something I like to address things that people don't commonly address. I don't really like repeating the same information over and over. It becomes redundant. It's kind of valueless to me to an extent, and I think it becomes valueless to the people who tune into it. You know, so I like to address things where I don't feel it's really being serviced the way that it should be. And, you know, and people are really in need of it. And I've seen a lot of people, especially our black women, you know, it's on the rise with the rheumatoid arthritis, with the elderly, and the fibromyalgia in the middle-aged women and the young women, as a matter of fact. I've seen women in their 20s. You know, who are really, really on that fibromyalgia thing, you know, so just understanding it because one of the biggest problems that we face as a community, as a people, is we don't really understand the problem. We don't understand what we're going through, and therefore we open ourselves up to be manipulated by the system that plays off of our fear and off of our ignorance. You know, so the best thing to do is to understand what is going on with the situation or with your condition, and then you can have a more of a clarity and a better approach on how to go about taking care of it. But if you don't know, you know, I mean, they're going to just play off. They're going to scare you to death. That's basically what they're going to do. They're going to put you on all types of drugs that are really not doing much for you. You know, when ultimately it's going to make your condition worse, as it always does, you know. There's still no cure for, you know, no medical cure, if you want to call it that, you know, for fibromyalgia, for multiple sclerosis, for rheumatoid arthritis, et cetera, you know. So this is definitely a call to get into because at the very least, you know, we have, again, you know, not just the stuff that people have said, you know, and hearsay and published stuff, but things that we have actually seen work, you know. So definitely a crucial call. And, again, only $10, and it'll be taking place on Tuesday, August the 30th. I would have done it this upcoming Tuesday, but this is my born day coming up, so I'm taking a day off.
I know that's right.
I had to slip that in there. Taking my day off.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Don't hit me up on Tuesday, any other day.
That's it. Any other day but Tuesday, you guys. And so you want to make sure that you reach out to Dr. Yu at U360, and that's spelled YEW360 at yahoo.com. You can actually call him as well at area code 202-413-4581. You definitely want to get into one of those workshops because you'll get that one-on-one attention for these issues that are so pressing and definitely that need to be discussed and really need to be dealt with so you can get yourself back into optimum healing or just put yourself in the know. Even maybe you are already, you're not dealing with that issue. But definitely when you know better, we do better. And so that's a great opportunity for you to start jumping your own health. I think that's excellent. So also I want to say this as well, too. You were talking about all of those things, which also reminds me of an article I just recently came across in Upscale magazine. And it had a lot to do with the HPV virus as well, which is another one, which is the human papillomavirus, which women – I'm coming a lot across a lot of these in my holistic sessions dealing with women. I wanted to get your take on that as well, too. But here's something else that they just recently found out about this, and I think this was interesting because I thought that this was one of the ways as well. But they're finding out that most of the cases of HPV is being translated through oral sex.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which is...
I mean, that's really not too surprising, you know, when you really consider what it is. It's not, you know.
That's right.
HPV is a form of the herpes virus, you know.
It's a form of it. Yes, it is.
It's a form of the herpes virus.
It's a form of the herpes virus, and also here's something else, and this is for brothers and sisters to know about this. Particularly, it shows up. Of course, you know, within the system, but it also mimics a lot of those symptoms. What you'll find is those symptoms of having those things of fibromyalgia, having those body aches, it really mimics a lot of those symptoms. Now, it can lay dormant within your body for up to 10 years. What it does is it embeds itself into your DNA. I think I talked about this on a previous show, but I thought that this was also very important as well, too, because it goes with this optimum health that is going on. It really is. Now, I don't know. Someone in the chat room is saying breast milk kills HPV from what you heard, and that may be true. But I also know that it embeds itself into your DNA, which means that we know that that can be passed on. And so these symptoms definitely can be passed on. And a lot of these symptoms, you know, again, now they're finally coming out and saying that first they were just sort of kind of really saying that most of this is coming through vaginal entrance. But now they're saying that a lot of this is actually coming through oral. So that is just something to make yourself aware of, and different things can bring it on, things that we've talked about tonight. Stress is a key factor for activating anything in your body. If you want to activate something, you get stressed out, and you're going to activate. Trust me. I don't care how cool you think you are. I don't think how much you can go take you a shower and release that. Know that you are causing physical trauma within your body.
Turning to the negative aspect of the Incredible Hulk.
So yes, true. And I've seen Hulk. I've seen Hulk a lot this week.
You know, you're without the strength.
That's it. So definitely some things to make yourself aware of. and brothers as well, too, because sometimes these are some symptoms that go unnoticed within the men, and they show up within the women, and they come out at many different times. So that partner that you have, I don't want to give you guys a safe sex class, but I think this may be necessary. It may not be the partner you're with. It may have been somebody you were with 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago. So this is why it's important to really, really hold those things that are sacred to you sacred. Because, yeah, you know, there are people trying to break up relationships with the new person they with. And guess what? That is actually somebody you was with maybe 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it happens. It certainly
yes.
happens.
You know, now you got the gas face at the new guy or the new girl. You know, you looking with the gas face. Like, what's this about?
I haven't heard that one in a while, the gas face.
Yeah, the gas face has been going around this week, too. That's a joke between me and Sister Munya, the gas face. Oh, so people in the chat room are saying, drink breast milk, drink breast milk. Well, good luck finding some breast milk, okay? I want to know who got that on tap for you. So, 646, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question for Dr. Yu, this is definitely the time to get it in as well. And, yes, I know it's somebody who thinks they got breast milk on tap, you know, and that's a scary thought.
I just saw a clip where somebody was selling some breast milk somewhere. Where was it, in London or England or somewhere? I forgot where it was. I said, wow, there's people trying to sell breast milk.
Trying to sell breast milk. You know, it is a lot of things that are cure, you know, that is cure. We know for babies it is definitely the most healthiest thing that we can do for our babies. Coming into play, you know, as well. You know, you brothers out there, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how that's going to activate within you.
I think sometimes we get a little carried away with, you know, just because research has shown X, Y, Z, you know, that doesn't mean
yes.
that's the right thing for you, you know.
That's
I'll be very skeptical about buying somebody's breast milk. And
oh, yes.
It, you know, I mean, as opposed to, you know, cow's milk or goat's milk or what have you, you know, I suppose, you know, I don't even know. Okay, I don't even know what to say for that one, you know.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you should be skeptical of doing that. I mean, I'm quite sure there's people out there drinking a lot of other things, but really what you're doing is you're exchanging DNA, because that's in there. You know, you're exchanging that person's whatever its patterns is going on in their life. You're taking that in. Same thing with women, when men are sort of kind of ejaculating and their sperm is coming in. All of that light that's coming in there, just because it is light, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is light that's going to be balanced within you. So if you're dealing with a man, having sex with a man, and he has a drug addiction problem, and, you know, he's dealing with or battling with these things, and you find yourself tweaking in the middle of the night, and you don't know why, well, hey, you know, because you're taking on this energy within you. You know, we know that that transformation is really, really real. You know, it's real.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I hope by you mentioning that'll make people be a little bit more selective and aware about, you know, who they're offering themselves to, who they're giving themselves to and exchanging energies and fluids with, you know. That's a very, very big issue. You know, I think a lot of that goes to the disconnection aspect, but then you wind up being connected with the person in this type of way anyway, you know, so... It's just not a positive connection.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that is so true. So true. So true. Somebody, Esther wrote in the chat room, don't drink stuff just from anybody. Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to let the Remix fam. Gotta love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So true. So true. So 646-652, you guys have great dialogue going on over there. You can bring that to us. We definitely, as you guys can see, we can talk about this. They're still stuck on the breast milk. I think everybody is there. By the way, vitamin D is definitely good for the breast women. So
yeah.
I don't know if you can get you somewhere where you can sort of be in your glory and get a little sunshine.
Yes,
but vitamin D is definitely good for the breast, so as well. So let's talk about this subject that sometimes it makes me cringe to talk about it because there's so many different controversies out there about water and just sort of what is some of the best water to be drinking or what type of water should we be drinking?
Well, this is something that I think this comes up a lot, you know, and we spent a whole lot of time on the last show, I think it was.
We sure did. You know what? We sure did.
But I'm gonna definitely bring it back out. What I tend to lean towards, and I have to address this really from a personal experience standpoint, because a lot of times the knowledge that's out here is not real knowledge. You know, we have to understand that because there's a lot of ifs and what ifs and, you know, a lot of that. That's why it's still a controversy, you know, because a lot of the information that's out there is kind of sketchy. You know, they're just kind of guesstimating some things. And we do know for sure that there are some spring water companies that are, you know, filling up to 50% of their water with tap water. You know, and are allowed to do so by law. You know, we do know that for sure. We don't know necessarily which ones, you know what I'm saying? But by a personal experience standpoint, because I hear a lot of people talking about tap water is better than spring water and it's better than, this type of water and whatnot. And I definitely do not subscribe to anybody drinking unfiltered tap water. Too much stuff in tap water that does not properly get filtered out, you know, in addition to the other harmful chemicals such as the chlorine, such as the fluoride, you know, which is a neurotoxin, a toxin to the nervous system. And actually can have an effect of dumbing down the brain, you know. So when you are getting into the tap water discussion, I don't think there's a person out here who can convince me from a personal experience standpoint that tap water, in addition to the knowledge that I've gained from reading on it and whatnot, you know, but from a personal experience standpoint, because I myself for many years growing up was drinking tap water.
And
I can tell you how.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I get the same feeling just talking about drinking tap water. You know, and since I've been drinking more, you know, spring waters, and I tend to personally lean towards imported spring waters or ones that come from, you know, more, what do they call it, like the artesian ones. Or imported spring waters that have a naturally high pH, that has a natural mineral balance that's still left intact. You know, I tend to lean more towards those types of waters. You know, so I spoke about the Evian, what's the other one? Iceland Springs, and you know whatever else may be around in your area. There's different types. You know, I've ran across one that's called Evermore.
I've heard of
you know,
that,
but I tend to lean towards those more than others. And there's actually one that I don't know how popular it is, but a place down the street from where I stay at sells this type of water called Fox Ledge. It's called Fox Ledge, and I believe their website is foxledge.com. And this water I had bought. This spring water, it's local fairly, you know, it comes from Pennsylvania, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly. And I did no real research on this water. But I didn't start drinking this water. My spirit just said, you know, I trust this water.
Right.
And I went and I got the water, and I drank that water, and I noticed the difference between me drinking that water and me drinking other different types of waters that are on the market that claim to be this and that. And I took a lot better to that type of water. I noticed that my body absorbed it better. A lot of other waters that I take, and this is something that I want the family out there to really be conscious of and aware of.
Right.
Not all waters absorb well inside of your body. Just because you're drinking the water doesn't necessarily mean that it's hydrating your blood cells or is being absorbed properly, you know? Mm-hmm. And so what I have experienced is that through certain waters, when I drink them, and I can name off a few, you know, Deer Park for one, you know, and Poland Springs, and sometimes even Fiji water. When I tend to drink these waters, my body tends to urinate it out much more quickly. When I drink the Fox Ledge one, my body tends to be more hydrated. I notice the difference in my lips. I can notice the difference in my finger. And this is something that I learned from Dr. Tade a few years ago when I was just kind of starting to come into practice, is there's a test that she does that she's been doing for some time where you can poke your finger in. You know, you take, let's say, right now I'm taking my thumb and poking in my index finger.
For the pH balance.
Yes. And if the finger plumps back up quickly, that means that your body is, you know, more hydrated. If an indentation stays in your finger for a long time, you know, then that means that your body is not really hydrated properly. And that is something, you know, I go back and forth with that. I notice the way that my skin feels, my skin dryness or moisture level, you know, my lip moisture level, et cetera, you know. And sometimes you can tell a lot more by an experience standpoint on what it's
doing. So true.
And sure enough, when I did actually go, because I had a client who I was talking about the same issue with, you know, when and that came up, you know, and afterwards I said, wow, you know, that just made me curious. And I said, let me do my research on this particular type of water. And sure enough, when I did my research on that type of water, it was actually, you know, filtered in a natural way. You know, a lot of the mineral balance and whatnot was left intact, you know, so it really had the same principles of those imported ones and things that I tend to cling to more than any other thing, you know. So, again, you know, sometimes just being in tune with your body tells you a lot, you know.
And
I would definitely recommend for anybody dealing with the waters, you know, not just to go out and pick up any water that claims to be the fanciest water, but, you know, if you do go out and you purchase these different types of waters, notice how it affects your body. You know, when you start to know your body's rhythmic cycles and how certain things affect your body, that really teaches you a lot about what you should and should not be doing.
That's so true. Very good point. And I would say no matter what water you decide to go with, as one of the listeners said in the chat room, I think it was First Womb, you definitely need to be blessing your water and charging it. You need to do that as well, too, because really just really sending your energy in there is also going to help you as well. But great choices on the water. I think that's excellent. Now, someone else posed a question. I think it's a good question. I have my answer for it, but I want to hear yours, and that is, can sex cause yeast infections?
Can sex cause yeast infection? Sex can cause yeast infection if the person that you're having sex with has a yeast infection.
Right. And I don't know if you guys know this, but men get yeast infections too.
Absolutely. You know, men get yeast infections. I know some men, and men often don't recognize. This is the dangerous thing about it, is that men don't often recognize when they have yeast infections, because
that's right.
It's not,
they don't get the same symptoms
that men get yeast infections. You know?
Right.
And so a lot of times men can have yeast infections and can pass them on, or sometimes they don't have the symptoms of it.
That's another thing.
You know, they don't have the same type of symptoms. And so they're able to pass that on to the women. You know, and then the women end up with recurring yeast infections because they keep having sex with the same partner. You know, the partner is not really being taken care of because he's not aware there's a problem.
That's right.
You know,
and I'll tell you something else. I just wanted to put this in there for sister since this conversation is going on. Another thing that can cause yeast infection is skinny jeans. Tight skinny jeans, sister?
Yes.
You can get a yeast infection from that. So, you know, it's not cute to wear your jeans to the point where it is cutting off your circulation. You have to let your sexy girl breathe. And when you have those jeans on that tight, you're not breathing down there.
And for anybody who may be looking for some solutions to yeast infection, since it's brought up, we have a tea blend that's called the U360 Anti-Yeast and Fungal Blend. U360 Anti-Yeast and Fungal Blend. Excellent tea blend that helps to kill off the excess yeast colonies and keep things under control. I also want to recommend the probiotics, you know, because that's essential. Yeast infections and imbalances, because it's an imbalance. And it's primarily caused by not only, the overconsumption of sugars and starches and things of that nature as well, but also the lack of intestinal flora that naturally usually keeps the yeast colonies in check. Everybody has yeast in their bodies. That's normal, and the yeast serves its purpose. You don't want to get rid of all of the yeast in your body. Also, don't want to take antibiotics for a yeast infection. There's still doctors out here
giving antibiotics
for yeast infections. I don't know why. Yeast is not a bacteria, and therefore antibiotics, which only kill bacteria, do not help yeast infections. They make them worse. They make them worse, and often they make them recurring. That's one of the most common causes of recurring yeast infections. Doctors giving antibiotics for yeast infections, and they kill off your positive flora as well, you know. So you definitely want to do the probiotics primarily, and also the U360 anti-yeast and fungal blend. If you are going the pharmaceutical route, you know, they do have some antifungal drugs that are available, you know. But I tell you, you know, the natural blends, you know, the anti-yeast and fungal blend and other things like it are actually just as, if not more, effective than the pharmaceutical drugs. And that's proven. That's actually proven through research, you know. So,
So all of those things are very important. Nylon panties, not so good. I don't know who's still rocking them, but they can also cause yeast infections, especially if your panties are too tight. G-strings. You know, not the cleanest thing when you have to go on a day-to-day and you're in and out, you're on your job, and you have these. It's very hard to keep that particular area clean and safe. And those are some of the things that actually can also contribute to a lot of problems when it comes to women health and wellness. In that particular area. So excellent point. You guys, I hope you're getting down this information. Dr. Yu is here to share it all, and all of his products are definitely, I hear nothing but amazing results from people who use them. A lot of them are his own special blend between him and Dr. Chardet. You guys need to get yourself over there. They are hand chosen. He doesn't use anything that he does not put his stamp of U360 on. So you can definitely get in touch with Dr. Yu and contact him. Right now, I know you're updating your website, but once that's back up, I will let the Remix family know. But don't let that be a delay, because you can call Dr. Hugh and call him at area code 202-413-4581, and you can get what you need. If you don't remember the name, and we talked about it on the show, it's fine. You guys see how Dr. Yu is. He's been here before. You just tell him what's going on, and he'll give you some recommendations for you to make some good choices on your health and wellness needs. So excellent choices there. And you can either send an email, UYEW360@yahoo.com, and get with it. You guys know I do the holistic healing. I will be sending you over to Dr. U if there are some things that you need to take a look at as well. So it's a great place to be. You can feel safe. You guys know who he is, and you can speak to him. And he's very down to earth. And don't y'all love that introduction he did? The remix introduction that's done for Dr. U. He is a multi-talented brother, as many of you guys are. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call, you guys. If you have a question for Dr. U, press 1. I see you guys are still in the chat room. Y'all are going on about the panties. But if you have some questions, if you have some questions, you know, let me know. And, you know, sometimes it is good. I mean, I can appreciate style and fashion like the next person. You know, I like to get my sexy on with that. But, you know, those skinny jeans, I don't know, y'all. Some of y'all is wearing, I don't know what to call them. They're not even skinny jeans anymore. I don't know what they are.
I can just imagine what's going on in the chat room. I can't even look at the chat room when I'm on here. I won't be able to concentrate.
You know, somebody said, and I'm not going to put them on blast, they said no panties. Well, here's what I say about no panties. And I just want to tell you guys this. Be careful with the no panties, because now you have no protection. Okay, and that means that unless if you're putting on your clothes, those dyes in those materials, fibers, sometimes that could be it. I wouldn't try that with jeans. I wouldn't try no panties with jeans. I wouldn't do it. That, I'm just saying, ladies, if you've done it, call us and tell us about it. But
yes.
I wouldn't try it. I wouldn't try that. I'm not going to entertain. I God said, why not, Miss Blue? I just wouldn't try it. That's all I'm saying. Well, we're going to go to the next caller and see where we have a question coming in. So great. Calling in from area code 760. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greetings, Miss Blue. This is Sister D, formerly of California. I'm on the road on I-40 right now with my babies and my U-Haul.
All
glad
right,
glad
you're heading down, the road. Excellent. Oh, what happened? Her call dropped on I-40. Look at that. Look at that. Let's see. Let me see. I think somebody else has a question. Let me go to 614. Let me see if I can find. Here we go. Area code 614. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hello, Dr. U. It's very fortunate to be able to talk with you guys. I just love you guys so much. I love the remix show. Paul from Australia.
Oh,
Paul Jamison.
Oh, Paul from Australia.
Hey.
From the north down under. Hey, Paul.
Yes. Australia's listening to you now, all throughout Australia. So very worldwide, definitely. Big fan base here. And no, absolutely... I was going to say about, like, the, you took the words out of my mouth, because, Dr. U, you're definitely educated in all these things, and, like, basically all my questions I was going to ask you, you've already said it, basically, and it's fantastic, because I was going to ask you about the, what's it called, the sunshine, you know, sitting in the sunshine and getting the vitamin D?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And, like, I mean, I don't have any cancer or anything, you know, touch wood, you know, but I'm saying, like, basically, like, I heard that if you oxygenate your body, that it cures cancer?
Well, oxygen, it said that cancer cells cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
But, yes.
You know, so, yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, that's one of the... I don't want to say new, but, you know, it's one of the alternative, quote-unquote, therapies that have been utilized as of recent in treating cancer is actually using what's called liquid oxygen, you know, or hydrogen peroxide drops, you know, food-grade hydrogen peroxide drops. which can be utilized to reoxygenize the body, you know, because through a lot of the toxic things that we take in on a daily basis, you know, it deprives our body of oxygen and therefore creates the environment where cancer cells and abnormalities can start to grow and really thrive, you know, and so by reintroducing the oxygen, it does stifle that.
Yes, well, that's fascinating. That's fascinating because, like with breast cancer, for example, don't worry, I'm not going to be talking about the breast milk. So, anyway, like, but seriously, like the main cause of breast cancer. I heard this. I don't know if it's necessarily true or not, but the well, breast cancer is actually caused by the actual breast scanning machine itself, basically. You know, when you put the breast in and it squeezes down really hard upon the breast, causing it to basically cause the trauma. And that's, and all the radiation caused from it is the actual main cause of the breast cancer. I was wondering about your opinions on that, Dr. Yu. Yes.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite hear what he said. What was it?
Yeah, well, a lot of research has been done, and this is why they've been playing with the age about when a woman should get a mammogram, because what they found is that actually from the pressure, because a mammogram, I don't know how many women have ever had a mammogram, but that is some pain, and from that pressure of it and the radiation is what is actually causing a lot of the women to start to get the cancerous cell from the radiation of the x-rays, so from the mammogram.
Well, you know, there's a host of conjunctive potential causes. And, yeah,
right.
That can be one of them, but I don't think that's what is causing the majority of
No, certainly not. No. Yeah, I don't think it is. And excellent question. I'm going to just thank you. I'm going to go ahead and let you continue to enjoy the show, but thank you so much. Keep holding it down over there in Australia.
Thank
you. Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings, brother. Appreciate you calling.
Yes. All right. Peace to you. Yes. But yeah, very good question for the mammograms, because that is a ongoing, you know, sort of kind of problem. Women, we should be doing self breast exams. You know, I say that as women, we should know our breasts better than anybody else. You know, make it a fun time if you have your man with you and you guys do it again. But you should know, this is why it's important to be in tune with your body, because your body is going to send you signals and let you know when something is out of line. It's going to let you know if you see a bump, if something comes up that you know has not been there last time you took a shower. It's important that we touch our body. You know, we've become a culture that everything is about reaching out and touching someone else. We have become all master masseuses. You know, we can massage everybody else's body and we can do all kinds of tricks and flicks, but when it comes to us, sometimes it has to be somebody else to say, what is that knot on the side of your neck? You know, do you know that you got a scratch on your arm? No one should know your body better than you. You should know your body. Take some time and begin to examine your body. You should definitely do that. When you're in the bathtub, this is something Queen Afua speaks about, and I echoed this myself, and I know you do as well, Dr. Yu. Touch yourself when you're in the bathtub, when you're in the shower. This is for brothers, too. Begin to feel yourself. Don't let your woman have to say, something going on. You know, where did that come from? You should know that. Women, when you're going and you're getting your examination from your doctor, whether it be your holistic doctor or your holistic practitioner or doctor you're dealing with, or whether it be a medical doctor, ask, can you see, especially when you're getting pap smears, ask, can you see? Look and see what your own uterus looks like. Why would you have people examining your body and begin to tell you things about your body that you don't know? I always want to see. I want to see, no. What you looking at? What you see? I want to see that. Bring your own mirror. Do your own mirror self play with yourself. I take my mirror. I look at my back. I look at my hips. I look at my butt. I look at my legs. Not from the point of vanity, because I want to understand who I am. And I want to know my body better than anybody else. And so for brothers and also for women, we need to get into that. And also parents, if we have children, you know, even though my daughter is older, there is times I know they want their privacy, but we have to teach them how to know their body and to know when their body is out of alignment. You have to do that. Especially for our girls and our boys. They need to know, you know, lift your arm up. I want you to feel. Teach them where to feel, where to touch, where to touch their arms, touch their breasts, touch their selves to see. So they can say, Mommy, this is sore right here. It may just be growing pains. It may not be nothing, absolutely nothing. But they need to be aware when their body is changing, when things are changing within their body. And you need to be aware of your body. And this is where you're going to get the great satisfaction. So you know, too many times what happens is we hear that people, if you would have came in when this first happened, we could have, you know, took care of this, or 6 months ago or 8 months ago. You know, all of these coulda, shoulda, wouldas, when we need to be able to touch ourselves more. Touch ourselves more. Put your hands on your body. Yeah. Put your hands on your body. Yeah. So, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you have a question for Dr. Yu. And, yeah, you need to put your hands on your body. And more than just one part of your body.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. You know, we have to be more in tune. Have to, you know. And that's something my mother actually taught me that. I have to give a shout to my mother.
Beautiful.
She taught me that at a very young age, you know, and she taught me that about a lot of women, you know, as I was, you know, becoming a young man and started to have more interest in women and started to deal with different women. It's like, hey, you know, watch it, because a lot of these women they're not really in tune with their bodies, and they don't know what's going on, or they don't know how to take care of themselves properly, don't know how to clean themselves properly. It's the truth. It's the truth.
It's true.
You know, and that's something that we have to start to discuss more in a home. You know, it can't be something where it's too uncomfortable to discuss these imperative topics with our children. You know, my sons may not like it, but I talk about them, about practically anything with them, you know, from sex to, you know, whether something is wrong with their penis or testicles, if it's hurting, if the bowel movements, all of that stuff. So they are educated and they understand when something is not right, they can come to me or they can come to Sade and they can express themselves and we can start to, you know, see what is needed to be done to correct whatever situation is out of balance, you know. But when the children are afraid to come to you and discuss those things without being laughed at, you know, without being shunned or, no, don't say that, don't say the word penis, you know it causes a problem. It's a breakdown in the communication, a breakdown in the home, and it can cause great different breakdowns of the body. Before you notice it, you have a medical bill. You have a sick child to deal
with.
That's true. Even more important.
That's right.
You know, so.
That's right.
It's very important to have these types of discussions.
Yes, it is. It is. And you know, you touched on something that was, is it wrong to have a full testicle to the point of hurting? Is it wrong to have your testicles, I guess, full to the point of hurting?
Full?
That's what full, like filled up, the testicle being so full that it hurts.
Well, anytime you're experiencing pain in a particular area, I don't think that's a good thing. I would say that's common sense, but you know, you definitely don't want any area of your body to be hurting, you know, because that pain response always indicates that something is wrong somewhere. It could be some type of damage, you know, or it could be some type of growth, you know. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to make sure to get checked out if you are experiencing that.
So true. It definitely is.
That's one of the that's one of the signs, one of the telltale signs for a lot of people that they can potentially be, you know, having a tumor or some type of cancer of some sort, you know, especially if, and it may think that it's, you know, being full with, you know, sperm or what have you, but, you know, sometimes it can be a growth in the area, you know, and
it
so you definitely want to make sure to do exams, you know, especially if you're feeling things like that. Do self-exams, you know, they have the testicular self-exams, and then you can also, you know, go and get checked out at the at your regular doctor's office, your primary health care physician.
Yes, it is. And when it comes to cleanliness, you're right. I am amazed at how many adults really don't know how to clean themselves or lack thereof of how to really begin to clean themselves, especially when it comes to those things of taking care of our bodies. And, you know, it is about getting in the water, as I said, but it's about properly getting in the water and really cleansing yourself and doing it in the most effective way. You know, a lot of us grew up with that adage that, you know, you couldn't wait to become an adult to really kind of take the hottest shower possible. Well, even though there is some good things about putting hot water on you, and the water does need to be hot, there is some process, because you got to think about it. The largest organ on your body is your skin, and it absorbs everything from sound, light, to airborne pathogens, and everything. And so when you're going to be leaving and having your pores just exposed open, you do make yourself susceptible to a lot of things too. So a cold rinse is also necessary. I definitely am a firm believer in some sort of soap.
Yes.
Whether it's natural or not, and for women, I will tell you this, I don't, all of those Victoria's Secret, Bath and Body Works, you're setting yourself up for failure. A lot of those things, especially when it comes to baths, it will cause yeast infections as well too, and other problems, especially with our girls. You want to be very careful about putting them in all of these bubble baths, especially if they're not natural products, and all of those. You know, those things are definitely not healthy. One of the best things that I have found and have been told by both in the holistic community and myself that you can wash with, it's not the best thing if you can't get something natural. But one of the things you can actually begin to bathe with, and I'll tell you a natural solution, is that you can actually take the Gold Dial soap. It has somewhat of an antibacterial in it. It's not a very strong one, but the one that comes that's in the gold pack, it doesn't have a smell to it. It's not all of that fancy stuff, but it really, really is cleansing, and it also gives you sort of that balance there that you need. You can also use baking soda to begin to cleanse yourself with and put it in your water, and really if you're taking a bath, and just put that in there and begin to deal with that as well. Since we're talking about water, I'm going to add this, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Yu. If you have high blood pressure, and I just kind of wanted to note this here because this came up in one of my holistic sessions, and the person told me they were dealing with issues of hypertension, I should say. Don't take a salt bath. Don't take an Epsom salt bath. don't do that. You know what you're trying to do? Take yourself out? You don't do that. Because our skin is the largest organ. It does absorb things through the skin. It can absorb it. You know, don't let nobody tell you that it can't. Yes, it can. It can, you know. They're thinking they're having a spiritual experience, getting out the tub all dizzy and lightheaded. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Your blood pressure. So I just kind of wanted to note that there, you know.
Absolutely. That's important. That's a good tip that I don't think a lot of people think about neither, you know. And I've seen that over the years too, you know, where a lot of people, you know, they're watching their salt intake internally, but they'll take a salt bath because they feel like that detoxifies.
Yes.
As you said, you know, it does raise the blood pressure.
That's right. You can use other things such as lavender. you know, if you're dealing with those type of issues, that will really do the same thing. You can also put the baking soda in there, and that can balance you out as well. Do the same thing as well, too. So those are just some good things to do. And dry brushing is really, really good for the skin. Are you familiar with dry brushing, Dr. Yu, as well?
Oh, yeah. Dry brushing is good for the skin, and it also helps to stimulate the immune system.
Yeah, because it works with the lymphatic system in the body. And, yeah, that dry brushing is excellent. I do it not every single. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I do it every day, but I do it as much as I can. And you should always start, if you guys don't know, you take sort of a loofah brush. That's one of the best ones you could do. Or one of those brushes that you see with some natural fibers on it that's like a back scrub brush that you can use. And you start from your feet and you brush in the direction towards your heart. Because, again, you're going to be doing those things that affect your lymphatic system, which carries the fluids and different things throughout the body. So you want to brush towards the heart and brush all the way from the bottom all the way up, and it should take you about 15 minutes to do the dry brush. It's excellent. You will feel 1,000 times better. You do it before you take your shower and then get into the shower. And don't use a brush that you get wet. Keep that brush using, that you use that brush just for dry brushing. I have a brush that I use just for dry brushing. Mm-hmm. Yes, someone else asked the question in the chat room. Let me see if I can get to the question. Oh, wow. What was the, oh, it was about eczema.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Why are more diagnosed with eczema? Well, that goes back to the mouth again. Why are so many black children being diagnosed with eczema?
That's easy. Because
yes.
We're feeding them nothing but sugar.
Yes. Nothing but sugar. And a lot of them, when they're born, their immune system is shot through the mama.
Oh, yeah. You know, so we got a multifold issue there as well. But the simple answer to it is, you know, sugar, the amount of sugar that black children eat on a daily basis is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And it's like anytime a parent wants to, you know, just kind of pacify the child, give them some candy. You want to treat your child, give them some ice cream. You want to reward your child. Give them some chips. You want, you know, and the cycle just continues on and on. Then, you know, the random little snacks they're eating throughout the day, the lollipops, the Jolly Ranchers, the Now-Laters, you know, all of this stuff, the candy they're getting from their friends at school, they're drinking sodas. You know, when we did a demonstration, and as a matter of fact, I want to take this opportunity, just a brief pause in the discussion. And let people know that I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia next week at Happily Natural Day. Happily Natural Day in Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, that's going to be cool.
Yes, and I'm going to be actually doing a workshop, and the name of it is called How Are We Raising Our Black Children? And this is one of the issues that I'm going to be talking about. But that came to mind because I did a demonstration, and me and Dr. Sade has borrowed this demonstration from Dr. Kokai Patterson, where he actually takes a bag of sugar in a bowl and a spoon and shows how much sugar that children eat in a day. As a matter of fact, not even a day, just by lunchtime.
Wow.
How much sugar the average child is consumed by lunchtime in the day. And you would be amazed. You would be shocked when you see the visual of how much sugar we're taking and or allowing our children to eat just by lunchtime. Not to consider that they're doing this day in, day out, and the effect that it has on the immune system and the effect that it has on their brain, their thinking, their emotions.
That's right. Their cognitive skills, everything. Yes, their learning
ability.
Everything. Everything.
But
so true.
In relation specifically to eczema, eczema is a type of a fungus. You know, eczema is almost like, you can almost put that in the same category as a yeast infection of the skin.
That's true.
And so if you think about it from that perspective, you know, again, sugar feeds yeast. If you put, you know, you're making bread in the oven, you need sugar to make the yeast rise in the bread. You know, and so the same thing with the eczema on the skin, you know, is going to continue to grow and spread with the more sugar that these children continue to eat. And again, what happens a lot of times is when, you know, they go to the doctors and, you know, after they get these diagnoses, they're not being treated properly. You know, or they get something that's going to deal with the surface aspect of it. They give usually the treatment for that instead of antibiotics or steroids.
Yes, they love to put them on steroids, whether it's an external steroid or something for, some of them may even have our babies on internal steroids to take, but definitely means is steroids. And what it does is it causes that, causes it to become a sore. So now you're dealing with external factors and internal factors, and you begin to fight it.
Yes, indeed. You know, so again, you know, that sugar is a huge, huge, the processed refined sugar. I want to make sure that I'm clear on that. We're talking about processed and refined sugar. That's most of the sugar that is out there on the market now, or things that have been used in, that are commonly used as additives in a lot of these food products, you know, to purposely addict our children and adults, you know, and adults. We're addicted to this processed refined sugar. It's a drug. It's not even a food. You know, and it's important to realize it as that so we can put things in its proper perspective. Because if we keep thinking of this processed refined white sugar, brown sugar, et cetera, confectioner sugar, whatever it is, as a food, we're never gonna be able to get past it and put it down, and we're going to continue to do damage to our bodies from a holistic standpoint.
Yeah.
So it's important to put it into that perspective. But that, you know, the same thing, the same treatments that would be used for a yeast infection from the natural perspective or the holistic perspective can be used for eczema as well. Same, pretty much the same dietary adjustments or nutritional adjustments, you know, can be utilized for that same purpose. You know, you want to use, if you're using herbs, you want to make sure that the herbs are mild enough for children.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, excellent question, and thank you so much for that share on that, Dr. Yu, as well. We're going to go to the phone lines because we do have a caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 6188. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings. I'm Antonio calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, greetings,
Antonio.
Greetings.
Yes, sir. Peace and blessings. Yeah, I have one question. I'm pretty much new getting into the knowledge and the whole healthcare system and everything, and I actually came late to the show, so you probably touched on it already, but how could, what kind of advice you got for, you know, starters and newcomers, ways we can cleanse ourselves? All the toxins and stuff we got in our system.
Well, the first thing to do, and this, I mean, there's different ways and different perspectives to go about that. Some people recommend fasting, and fasting can be very beneficial for that. Not an extreme fast. A fast can be from particular things. You know, particular foods, if you want to call them that, you know, fasting from meats per se, fasting from dairy products, fasting from sugar, you know, sticking to only things that grow from the earth, doing just juicing, you know, can be sometimes considered a fast. It depends. You can add herbs and herbal products in there. You always want to make sure that you are targeting your colon. That's one of the first things that you want to do when you're detoxing is you want to start by cleansing out your colon, which can be through foods, and it can also be through certain products that are on the market. They actually have
a product which I believe is called Colon Cleanse, which is a fiber, practically a fiber supplement. They have one that's called Super Colon Cleanse as well, which is a fiber supplement that contains herbs. It's a powdered supplement that you just take like a heaping spoonful and add it to water and you drink it, you know, and it moves your bowels and makes sure that it flushes a lot of the built-up accumulated waste that may be on the walls of the intestines or the colon, you know, out through your bowel movement. You know, so that can be a beneficial thing to add. Some people use, you know, prune juice or what have you. You know, there's so many different ways to go about it. But I would say do what feels comfortable or what seems comfortable to you to start with. The important thing is just to get started sometimes. You know, a lot of times people kind of over-technicalize, you know, or overthink the process of starting something. But sometimes it's good to just get started. I mean, of course, you don't want to jump into anything blind. You know, you want to make sure that you have a good amount of proper information on anything before you do get started. But you do want to get started on something, and experience is the best teacher, you know. So you can find what works for you, because fasting is not for everybody, you know. And I mean, like, full-out fasting, because some people really do some serious fast, like, you know, water fast for 30 days. You know, that may not be for you because you're just starting out. So you may want to start with doing just fasting with fruit, you know, for a couple of days, fruit and water. You always want to include water as part of any type of cleansing regimen or process to make sure that any toxins are being properly flushed through your body. So water, you know, making sure that you're cleansing your colon and staying away from foods, you know, heavy foods. Just to keep things simple is a great start. You know, heavy meats or meat, dairy products, processed and refined sugars and salt, you know, things of that nature is very good to start the cleansing process. And if you're interested in getting more in depth or more into herbs, you know, we can talk outside of this more personally, you know, and that would be really cause for a consultation. But I can be reached. My phone number, I'll give it out now again, is area code 202-413-4581. You know, if anyone is interested in setting up a consultation of that nature, feel free to reach out to me there or through email at u360, which is spelled YEW360@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent question. Thank you for in that question as well. I see we got some more callers on the line as well, too. I want to say this. One of the callers in the chat room asked the question, what can you do to help relieve yourself of sugar addiction? And I'll give sort of my recommendation first, if that's okay, and then, Dr. Yu, you can tell. When you're trying to fight those things of sugar addiction, believe it or not, what helps is fat. Is really to increase fat, healthy fats, into your diet is going to help you with those sugar addictions. Also, it's going to help you with inflammatory issues as well with your cells. But fat will also help you kick that sugar habit, healthy fats. I'm not telling you to go out there and just eat some fat back, but, you know, get some healthy fat and begin to replace that in your diet. And then, I'll let Dr. Yu share his thoughts and share his.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, I want to start that with the emotional standpoint, because a lot of people don't necessarily tie in consciously the emotional standpoint of sugar addiction.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And usually sugar addiction is emotionally tied to, you know, some type of lack of love or lack of comfort and love in some type of way. You know, it can be in a relationship with others, you know, as far as a romantic relationship. It could be in family.
That's right.
Or it could be with
right.
self. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I think that's something that is, you really want to be more introspective and be in tune with that. You know, what is triggering me to go in and gravitate towards the sugar so often, so frequently?
First, what void is filling
in my life? You know, that's first and foremost. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a nutritional standpoint, now, the primary role of sugar, and I discussed this a lot with diabetes and, you know, people who have diabetes who come to me for advice with that. And I think it's important that people know. A lot of people get wrapped up in the taste of sugar and don't realize the role that sugar plays in the body. Because everything that we do and everything that we take into our bodies or have in our bodies has a specific role. You know, it's there for a reason. Each taste, you know, even the different tastes, you have sour, sweet, bitter, salty, pungent, you know, they all serve specific purposes in our bodies. But the primary role of sugar, period, is to serve as an energy source for our blood cells, an energy source so we can function, you know. And a lot of times what happens is that through the processed and refined sugars that we take in, we lose sight of the fact or are not aware of the fact that it's not a real sugar. You know, and therefore, our blood cells don't really utilize it or take to it the way that it should. And therefore, a lot of it ends up just sitting in the bloodstream. And this is one of the primary causes of conditions like diabetes, but also is a primary cause of sugar addiction because your blood cells are actually not getting the sugar that it needs because you're dealing with a refined, processed form of sugar that the body cannot utilize properly. So therefore, you know, you end up with those highs and lows, the sugar crashes, as some people call them, you know, and it makes you crave more sugar in turn because the body is always going to crave what it needs. So what you want to do is to start to supply yourself with nutrients that is going to help the sugar to be converted into the blood cells or assimilated into the blood cells. And that includes B-complex vitamins, magnesium, you know, there's different herbs and things like that that help as well. The gymnema, there's an herb called gymnema sylvestre, which is an excellent herb. It is commonly used as India, and the name of it actually translates into the sugar destroyer. You know, but it helps the sugar to be metabolized better by the body so it can be in use. Exercise also helps with that, you know, and the active detox protocol also helps with that in addition. But anything that's going to stimulate the sugar to get into the blood cells, switching the type of sugars that you're eating. So if you're eating a lot of candy bars and honey buns and cakes and things of that nature, you know, switching to fruits, which, you know, your body is able to utilize the sugars from fruits a lot more efficiently. You know, so sometimes things like that helps. And also, sometimes it can be attributed to over yeast production, you know, an excess yeast production, candida, as they call it, you know. So sometimes a yeast cleanse and increase in probiotics can be very beneficial for sugar addiction also.
Right. Excellent. We're going to go to the phone line. We have about 10 minutes left to go here in the form, and we're going to go to the caller. Looks like calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greeting.
Oh, how you doing? This is Troy again from New York. I was calling back. I have a question. What is good to use to combat psoriasis? But I'm using right now, I just ordered, and I'm using Andiroba oil and Oregon grapefruit, using it as a tea.
Okay, you're using what type of oil again?
It's spelled Andiroba.
Okay, Andiroba, okay. Well, there's a plethora of things, too, that you can use. Oregon grapefruit is one of the herbs that is commonly utilized to combat psoriasis. Psoriasis is almost, you know, like an eczema-type condition. There's some slight differences in psoriasis. Psoriasis deals a lot with a congested liver. You know, so when you're dealing with psoriasis, you want to take some things that are going to help to cleanse the liver. And Oregon grapefruit is a good herb for the liver. You have also, in the same category, if you don't have Oregon grapefruit, there's barberry, there's golden seal. You know, those things are commonly used as treatments for psoriasis as well. But and they can be used both internally and externally. You know, we don't have to necessarily limit the take of the herbs or the use of the herbs to just internal use. But herbs can also be used externally, you know, so you can take herbs and actually bathe in herbal teas. You know, there's another good herb that I commonly recommend for that. It's called cerasee, C-E-R-A-S-E-E. And that's another very good liver and blood cleanser, and it's an excellent herb to bathe in. It actually helps to draw toxins out through the skin also. Very, very good herb. But again, you want to always target that, as with everything else, through the nutritional side of things. And, you know, the same thing with the sugar. You know, you want to definitely make sure you limit that sugar intake and, you know, fried foods and anything that helps to, or that will contribute to congestion of the liver. Very, very important to take care of your liver health, because that can sometimes lead to worse conditions of the liver.
Well, I have a problem with sugar, like candy and stuff like that. But I'm more of a vegetarian now, so I don't eat hardly no meat.
Yeah, you know, and even in being a vegetarian, you have to definitely be careful with your sugar intake. And you know, I think a lot of us, myself included, you know, when I first became vegetarian and transitioned into that lifestyle. You know, there's a tendency to gravitate towards more sugars, towards more starches, because it's like there's a void that needs to be filled through the meat not being there. And it's not that we actually need it, but a lot of times it's just out of habit, you know. And so being aware of that is the first step. And then the second step is being able to target it, you know, making some conscious decisions to limit the intake of starches and limit the intake of those processed and refined sugars. You know, they tend to try to fool us with a lot of the labeling and, you know, when you ask somebody what healthy foods are, you know, first things come to mind is fruits and vegetables. We don't include organic sugar in that. You don't include organic cornflakes, organic pasta, vegetarian, you know, soy meats and all types of stuff like that. You know, we need to get back to the basics. And that's what I would definitely advise to you, is just to get back to a lot of the basics and not get wrapped up in a lot of the gimmicks that are out here, you know?
True. I would definitely appreciate that. Definitely.
Absolutely. You know, and again, I'm available for consultations. If anyone wants to discuss any of these issues more in depth, you know, we can definitely do it on a one-on-one basis, and we can be more specific and put together a regimen that's right for you.
Mm-hmm. I definitely will be getting in touch then. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Excellent question as well. Well, what an amazing share that we have. We have about 5 minutes left to go here in the forum. I want to personally thank you, as always, my brother, Dr. Yu, for coming and dropping the knowledge like you always do here on The Remix. And letting everyone know, you guys, don't definitely make sure you reach out. Those workshops are going to be excellent. You can do them from the comfort of your own home. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. You can participate. So you want to get in contact with Dr. Yu so you can find out about which workshops are coming on, which online workshops are coming on, and how you can be a part of that. So you're going to email him at uyew360@yahoo.com, or you can call him at 20. 402-413-4581. I encourage you to go back and listen to the shows, not only that Dr. Yu did, but also when Dr. Chardet, his lovely queen, was on as well. And go back and listen to all of those shows. And if you have those questions and you want to make that connection, definitely you want to reach out to do that. We have about 4 minutes left to go. I see somebody just jumped on the board and had a question. We're going to try to get their question in. May go into the after hours just a little bit. We may hang out. I know, Dr. Yu, we had you here for a while, but I will give you some closing words to sort of kind of leave us with here as we continue. So we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 212. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening. I had a couple questions. One question was about when you do switch over and you do start eating primarily fruits and vegetables, and you start to eliminate, because I don't really eat beef and pork, actually, ever, but I do still eat fish and turkey. And if I decide that I don't want to eat fish and turkey, I want my muscles to be kind of bulky. Like, I like to work on that. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts on protein as far as maybe powder, or if that's a bad idea. Maybe I just want to stick with the fruits and vegetables. But I've had I've stuck to fruits and vegetables before, and I found that I'm still very hungry. I don't know if it's because I haven't fully cleansed. So I don't know. What's your thought?
Well, that's a great question. It's a very common question as well, so I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something that always gets addressed. And one of the first things people come to me about, you know, when I tell them I'm vegetarian, it's like, well, where do you get your protein from?
Right.
Protein is in just about everything, you know.
Yeah.
As far as working out, now the more concentrated sources of protein are going to be in your seeds, your nuts, your beans, or other legumes. You know, those are your more concentrated sources of protein. You can also, your secondary more concentrated sources of protein are going to be in your whole grains and also in seaweed. And you can also use bee pollen as a supplement, which contains, you know, quite a bit of protein as well. That's where you really get your protein from. And, you know, people tend to think that when you become vegetarian, or, you know, you stop eating, you know, all of these animal products and byproducts, that you're necessarily going to lose muscle mass, and that's not the case at all. You know, because I know quite a few vegetarian bodybuilders who are just fine, you know, and have been doing so for 10-plus years at the very least, you know. And some people who are, I mean, I've seen a clip of somebody who was, I think, in his 60s or 70s, you know, and
okay. Mm-hmm.
serious shape, you know, and still lifting, you know. So
right.
You don't have to necessarily eat animal flesh and animal byproducts in order to maintain your muscle mass, or in order to be athletic and, you know, have good energy levels, you know. So
right.
You want to get more into those foods, you know, and a lot of times we take in more protein than we need anyway. And so it's better to do it through vegetarian sources, because the protein is more easily digestible. Yes.
Yes. We have 1 minute to go. I want to just go ahead and close out with everyone here. Sorry to interrupt you there. I want to tell you guys peace, and thank you so much for joining us here. Much love, warm spirit. I want you guys to make sure you download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. Definitely like it on Facebook. If you love it, hit me up on my Facebook wall and let me know that you love it. Maybe, just maybe, we'll do a blue blast tonight. We'll see. It'll have to be really quick, like right after we get off the show. So leave me some feedback up on my Facebook wall about the show. Don't forget to hit Dr. Yu up. See you guys on Sunday night. Peace and love. We're going to do a little bit of after hours, but not a lot, because I really want to do a blue blast call. So I just wanted to say that. So peace and love to you guys, and thanks. And don't forget to download. Okay. All right. So we are now officially in the after hours of the remix.
And I'll let you continue to close out with your question, Dr. Yu, and then you can actually close out as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think I pretty much addressed that.
Yes.
Unless the sister had an additional question or something I didn't really touch on.
Mm-hmm.
When you say whole grains, did you mean like quinoa, like that kind of thing?
Yeah, quinoa, you got millet, brown rice, any of those things, you know, those are natural protein sources as well. You know, quinoa, of course, being one of the better ones, you know, but they're not extremely, extremely high in protein, but they are protein sources, and they are one of the, you know, the higher up in relation to fruits and vegetables. You know, but your seeds and your legumes, those are your best protein sources. And in particular, hemp seeds are very, very good.
Okay. Okay, and I had one last question. That's it.
Sure.
Okay, the last question is, after, actually during my pregnancy, first pregnancy, I was given steroids. And I heard Blue mention something about steroids and there being a connection with sores. After I gave birth, I had I started getting like abscesses under my skin, and I was wondering if you had any information on that.
Any information on abscesses, on how to naturally treat abscesses?
What could it have been, the steroids that, or maybe if Blue is intuiting something, I don't know.
Were you talking about, well, I just want to make sure you're being clear, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Are you talking about tonight on the show when we were talking about the steroids?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the person that somebody asked a question about eczema. And what happens is the doctors prescribe a cream, and in that cream that they prescribe, it has steroids in it. And what the steroids do to the skin, it's trying to do, is really to kill the fungus that has attached itself. But then there's an adverse effect that comes with that. And a lot of times it causes the skin to become sort of kind of very, very hard, like people who have severe eczema, their skin gets very dry and it begins to crack. And then the skin actually begins to open up. And so now you're dealing with sores. Now, steroids does have a lot of different adverse effects on the body, and some of those effects that it does cause on the body that I have known that people personally have experienced are some of the symptoms that you spoke of right there that have to do with either after they get off the steroids, they'll begin to get what do you call them, boils will show up.
Mm-hmm.
They'll even get things like cysts will begin to show up in their body. Because of the role of what the steroids is functioning within. So I'll let Dr. Yu sort of kind of take it from there.
Yeah, I was actually going to say something to that effect. You know, the steroids may not directly cause that, but sometimes, you know, different individuals may be more sensitive, and the body kind of has a rejection type of a reaction, you know, and so that can be a result of that, you know, but... Usually, that's not something that I really see so often, you know, as far as abscesses being caused by steroids directly. But, you know, different individuals, you know, have different reactions to different substances. The steroids are not really, they're not really to kill the fungus, but they're to fight inflammation. That's the primary role of steroids. And so when you are... Like, let's say you have a skin breakout of some sort. A lot of times, a lot of health issues, period, are attributed to inflammation. You know, but especially with things on the skin where it's itching or burning or anything like that, you know, they'll give you steroids to kind of treat the symptom of the itching and burning. That's what its purpose is. You know what I'm saying? But it's not to actually target the problem.
Right.
So that's important to remember with that. I don't know what you were taking the steroids for in particular. Was it in relation to eczema?
No, not at all. I couldn't keep down. Actually, I kept throwing up. My body was attacking the baby. It was called hyperemesis, actually.
Oh,
I may not
have
saying it correctly. But that was in the beginning of the pregnancy, my first pregnancy. And they gave me steroids, though. And I stopped taking them after a while. But I thought I was going to die, you know. It was really bad because I couldn't keep anything down, even when I wasn't eating.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that is.
I have a quick notation to make about that. And that I had a client who was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and wasn't pregnant, but she was going through the same exact thing when she first called me. Same exact thing. Couldn't keep any food down. Was constantly vomiting, even when she wasn't eating, you know. And again, it's almost like an autoimmune. That is, that would be classified as like an autoimmune disorder because your immune system is attacking something that's in your body, you know. So a lot of times now, I'm going to just make a quick notation on that, but I would strongly advise you to tune into the autoimmune disease call that I do on the 30th, which is only $10. But a lot of times, issues like that can be attributed to either parasites in the body, you know, or it can be attributed to the proteins that you're eating, you know. So those are two main things that I would kind of look into, and I guess more examination of your personal situations and things that you are currently or have been experiencing in the past. Or during that time frame would kind of, you know, tell you a lot more information on it. But those are two things that I would definitely start to look into if you're doing your own research even, you know, to look into those things. You know, the effects that excess or abnormal proteins can have in that role with the immune system attacking different parts of the body and also parasites.
Okay. That makes sense. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and Dr. Yu as well. Thank you so much again. Always an amazing chair to have you come on, and I know you will come back again, so that's going to be cool.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a pleasure. You know that.
Yes, yes. So, had a lot of fun tonight. I want to let you have some closing words. I know you said a lot, but just to kind of take us out of here really quick as we get ready to close out and get ready to come back on Sunday night, and I guess we'll do it again.
Well, I just want to tell everybody that first and foremost, I love y'all. I love the community, you know, and I thank y'all for tuning in and for listening, and I hope that y'all take all of the information that myself and Sister Blue shared and utilize it, you know, apply it to the best of your ability to spread it around to your family and to whoever's open to receive it. And even those who may not be open to receive it at the moment, you know, just mention it to them and hopefully they'll receive it at their own time. But I appreciate everyone's energy and everyone's questions and anything else. And I'm always available. You know, you can contact me again at area code 202-413-4581 between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also reach me by email at YEW, the numbers 360@yahoo.com for any questions, concerns, product orders, and also to set up a consultation if you're interested in addressing a health issue. Thank you again, and peace and blessings.
All right. Peace and blessings to you, and much love to you. Give my love to Dr. Sade as well. And we're going to get out of here, everybody. So don't forget to like the show, and don't forget to download it. Pass it on. Give it to a friend. Share it with a friend. But definitely download, download. You can go straight to iTunes. Download it as well. From there, come right here to The Remix and download it as well. Get it on iTunes also. Hit us up on Facebook. Dr. Yu is over there on Facebook as well, too. Hit him up so you can find out about all of those wonderful workshops and how you can get involved in your healing, in your 360 holistic health. So peace and love. Much love, warm spirit, everyone. And I will see you guys later. We're out of here. Peace.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.